Absolutely. Well, it's fascinating to talk to you. Thank you. Marco Hafner, he's off to have a nap. He's a research leader at the RAND think tank, and they headed that study, sleep deprivation costing the UK economy £40 billion a year. Well, I know that I can get a lovely lap in now because John Holmes is in the studio. Hello, John.
Hi there, Julia. How are you?
That was a little bit weird. Okay. Have you got the wrong automaton switch on?
Yeah. No, look, I've literally just walked into the building because three of my trains were cancelled this morning. So,
how many trains do you own?
Oh, hundreds. So you nearly had to stay here and do another 3 hours.
I have, at a previous station, at a previous incarnation, I have had to do that.
Yeah, so
you would have had to be me. But I think drink had been involved, involving the other presenter. No names mentioned, James Whale.
Yeah. James Whale. No, there was no drink involved, sadly. Just,
standing on trains.
Southeastern trains because of a bit of ice. So that's what happened. But I'm here now.
Because we're all surprised. It's almost December and there's ice.
Yeah, I know. And the trains. Anyway, here
I am. Wrong kind of ice. Have we got the wrong kind of show?
It's always the wrong kind of show, as you and Ofcom both know. Today we're giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. We'll be joined by Joe Stilgo, son of Richard Stilgo.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Richard Stilgo.
Very
off
exciting.
Of televisions nationwide in the 1970s.
We're showing our
age. It turns out he's had a son and he's coming on.
Absolutely brilliant. John Holmes here after 1 o'clock. He won't be able to get home, so if anyone could offer him a place to kip because the trains aren't working, that would be great. I'm not here tomorrow. The fabulous, much better than me, Penny Smith is going to be here.
That's absolutely true.
Shush you. Okay. Is going to be here to stand in between 10 and 1. John Holmes here with you from 1. Stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up every weekday afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Help extend the life of your car's engine and choose from the range of Castrol oil available at Asda. Pick up 1 litre of Castrol GTX was £7, now £6. Or 4 litres of Castrol GTX was £21, now £16. Plus 1 litre of Castrol Magnetek Stop Start was £9, now £7. Or 4 litres of Castrol Magnetek Stop Start was £28, now £21. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
TV or laptop? TV or laptop? TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my Sky Black Friday reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, a free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
Okay, I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Ugh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Black Friday.
Offer ends 4th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject status. £15 standard setup, Sky Q kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, hello, it's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons now, and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, National Lottery online accounts hacked, Trump to leave businesses, and 11 forces investigate football scandal.
Talk Radio.
The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting about the humanitarian crisis in Aleppo this afternoon. The UN has already condemned what it's describing as the descent into hell being endured by civilians in the besieged Syrian city. Tens of thousands of people are trapped in rebel-held areas. Theresa May has told the Commons the UK has been pushing for the meeting.
We want to see a cessation of hostilities. We want to see an opportunity for aid, humanitarian aid, to have access to Aleppo. And we will be pressing for that at the Security Council.
There's a warning personal details of thousands of National Lottery's online players may have been compromised. An investigation has started into what's just been described as suspicious activity on accounts. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
Operator Camelot believes usernames and passwords may have been stolen from another website where players use the same details. It's thought more than 26,000 people have had their information accessed and accounts have been suspended so passwords can be reset. Camelot insists no money's been stolen, but it is working with the National Crime Agency on the matter.
Donald Trump says he's going to focus on his new role as US president and will step away from his businesses. He's tweeted to say he thinks it's important not to have any conflict of interest. At least four people have been killed in an earthquake at a copper mine in Poland. It became trapped more than 3,500 feet below ground last night. Former world dart champion Eric Bristow has apologised for suggesting football sex abuse victims are wimps. He was dropped by Sky Sports as a pundit and cancelled from an event at Newcastle United for the comments on Twitter. It comes as there are now 11 police forces who are investigating historical allegations. And a spokesperson for Cheryl was Tweedy, was Cole, was Fernandez Vicini, says she won't be commenting on reports she's pregnant. The singer's been photographed at an event with her boyfriend Liam Payne from One Direction with what appears to be a baby bump.
It's good that she's associated with a different kind of bump and swelling than the one she inflicted on that toilet attendant in a nightclub in Guildford in 2003 when she punched her in the face and was called a violent thug by a judge when she was subsequently convicted of assault occasioning actual bodily harm. That's Cheryl there. Cheryl. Lest we forget.
I thought you might like to bring that up.
Yep. No one remembers, Victoria.
I remember.
No one else does. It's all Cheryl, the all sweet nation sweetheart. Cheryl this, Cheryl that. No, violent thug.
That was when she was Tweedy, but before she had the teeth done and all the other stuff. Yeah.
And then did I mention she punched a lady in a unprovoked? She punched a toilet attendant in the face in a row over some Chubba Chup lollipops.
What did she call her?
We can't repeat that. At all. And the charges, to be fair to her, the charges of racism were dropped because they couldn't prove that. But the charges of assault occasioning actual bodily harm was what got Cheryl, the nation's sweetheart, convicted.
Yeah.
Because she's a thug. She wanted to do the weather.
Please.
Okay, here we go. Talk Radio National Weather. If there's any outlook of Cheryl punching anyone in the face, do be sure to let us know.
Okay, I will do. Yeah. Usually that's not in the weather forecast, though.
Yeah. We should have a daily Cheryl forecast in case of outbreaks of violence in a toilet in a nightclub in Guildford in 2003.
Okay.
Where the judge, in his summing up, said she was a violent thug and showed no remorse.
John?
Yep.
You're getting quite repetitive now.
Okay.
You've said the same thing three times just a minute.
Well, you've read, news for... since March when we started, so that's a bit repetitive, isn't it? Same time every day. Here's Victoria with the news.
Yeah, but the news changes, whereas what you're saying hasn't changed in the three times you've just mentioned it.
The nation needs to be made aware.
And every time I mention her, you mention that.
Yep.
Anyway, cold and bright in the south of England and Wales, milder and cloudier elsewhere. Highs of 9 degrees in the north and just 3 in southern areas. That's me done.
Great. There's Victoria there with the news. She'll be back with it throughout the afternoon, of course. Same place. So repetitive. But now here's Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott.
What?
Haven't you noticed?
Is Ben back?
Ben is back!
You sound a bit more excited than anyone.
I was excited.
Are you?
Still am.
Hello? Is he another date?
No.
Oh. Am I excited?
I just like him. He's very entertaining.
All right. Ben is back. It's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Talk Radio
Sports Update. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Ham will be without striker Diafra Sakho for 6 weeks with a thigh injury. The Hammers go to Manchester United in tonight's EFL Cup quarter-final following Sunday's 1-1 Premier League draw. In the other tie this evening, Southampton can book a place in the last four. They go to Arsenal. The semi-final draw follows tonight's games. On to cricket, Durham opener Keaton Jennings and Hampshire spinner Liam Dawson will join the England squad for their final two tests in India. It's after teenager Haseeb Hamid had to fly home to have an operation. operation on a broken finger, while Zafar Ansari struggling with a back injury. Finally, rugby and the Six Nations will introduce bonus points in time for the 2017 competition, as well as bigger rewards for winning matches. Teams will get 4 points for a victory. A draw is worth 2. A bonus point will be available for any side scoring 4 or more tries, as well as for any side losing by 7 points or fewer. If a side wins all 5 games in the competition, they'll earn an extra 3 points in the table. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there with the pre-recorded sport of Victoria with the live news. Now then, let's do a Wednesday.
Talk Radio.
Ah, the great British roast. Where mobiles are set aside, the TV goes off, the family comes together, and everything stops. For the perfect roast, only Bisto Best Gravy will do. Made with real meat juices for that authentic, rich, roasted flavour. Ah, Bisto.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, I am
jealous,
but instead of sperm, react into a cup.
I've eaten quite a lot of it already.
Yes. And we are joined by this chap.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Oh, that's very good.
I know.
My wife was breathing fire when you borrowed her. And it is Talk Radio. It doesn't look as appetizing as it did.
They're always too long these days.
There's somewhere for those lunching alone to gather, to congregate.
Amazing start, I call it.
Doc Brown, Ben Harbour-Smith joins us this afternoon. Reporting live from a cake for us is a clip from the soundtrack of the David Brent film, Cornelius.
Is there anything you can't do?
Let them eat cake.
It was the Earl of Cake.
Smeared a cake down the side of a bus.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, the one twist of my feminine nature.
So good afternoon then, and welcome along. It is your Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 effort. And I am its licensee, John Holmes. Licensed to serve up to 3 hours of random talking in the gaps where the adverts, news and travel aren't. Now, if you've seen the front page of the Sun newspaper today, you will probably notice that a top policeman, a superintendent no fewer, flashed her breasts at a boss, an assistant chief constable, in a drunken row in a hotel about a boob job. Now, I mean, as far as tabloid stories go, that's got almost everything you could possibly want, hasn't it? Right? Senior police officers, it's got drink, it's got hotels, it's got breasts. It's like a tabloid random story generator has high-fived itself and gone home. But if you've seen that front page today, I want you now, if you're unfamiliar with this broadcast, I want you to think of this show as the sort of broadcasting equivalent of that police breast row. In that, despite it being a bad idea, we now lift the metaphorical radio police issue shirt to nakedly expose some radio... Hang on, I'm just going to have to check. Hang on. Just going to talk to the... Can I say the word? Can I say that on the radio? That word? I just need to ask if I can say that word on the. Can I say the word? Hold on, just a second. Okay, what? No, apparently not. Apparently, I can't say that. Not unless it's the bird kind. All right. Blue or grey? Okay. No, it's fine now. We actually get the gist. No, the point that I was saying is this. We sort of expose that word. Yes, I know. Yes, sorry, I was talking to Amir again. Yes, especially Cornelius's one. Yes, I'll just carry on. Hello, then, and welcome along. And let's see, shall we, just what's under the bra of today's show programme. Showgram. Headline Hijack is on the way. Headline Hijack. It's where we conspire with you to firmly place a made-up news story in the 2pm bulletin. At the allotted time, Victoria's mouth, it's this mouth, will open and from it will emerge the news. However, and it's a big however, there will also be a news lie supplied by you. It's what we call headline hijack. Here's how to get involved. Here's how to get your fib, your fabrication and your fake. Are you all right, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Okay. To us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then the membership of our Talk Radio 1 till 4 weekday in the afternoons Lonely Lunch Club continues to grow as more and more listeners want lunch alone. Listeners want lunch. Are inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, get in touch with us. And you could, as you will know if you're a regular listener, be on the receiving end of an exclusive gift prize, such as a colander or a copy of today's Metro with some haikus written on it. I mean, yes, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking now, thinking, this is the first time I've tuned in. What the hell sort of prize is that? I mean, yes, admittedly, other radio stations give away money, don't they, or cars or holidays, but... You know, they all do that, so... That makes them very samey. We give away colanders, and you can say what you like, but it's certainly different. Different and indicative of both our budget and the esteem with which this show is held by the sponsorship and promotion department. There's work experience punditry. Today, Jane has a go. She's reviewing a week's worth of hipster nonsense. There's the day's big stories blended through the Nutribullet train of traditional Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. We might well be out on the streets. Our crack team of reporters, so-called because their jeans are too low and their bottoms show, and they're also on drugs, are out on the streets asking people what they think by shoving microphones in their faces. Let's find out what the people think later. There's the big debate at three. The diversity paper review. Today, Kyle is back. He's sort of all sorts of diversity, including a bit of Welsh. There's your chance to win some meat, of course. Again, it's a budget thing. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. In a game of dead or alive. And we bring you hot guest action once again, as we are joined by music man Joe Stilgo, who I can predict with some confidence is the only guest we're ever likely to get from Radio 2's Friday Night is Music Night. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's read something in the news about sexting today, so it's given him an idea involving students, so he's not there. Asprod Castro is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Will you stop calling me that?
She's like a one-woman Bay of Pigs invasion. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
She's just got engaged, by the way.
Well,
congratulations.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations, Chloe. That's really good. Victoria's got the news.
Yes.
She hasn't got engaged.
No.
Okay. Awkward. Are you going on your date tonight?
No.
Why?
We're not talking about dates.
Are we?
No.
Is it cancelled?
Go away.
Paid in Kern Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Like the policewoman on the front of the Sun is now showing... He's now showing his boob to Victoria.
Just one.
Just one boob.
I can't believe you just got a nipple.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
I am John Holmes. That's another case file for HR right there. John Holmes, this is your Talk Radio in the afternoons thing from... That's right. Talk Radio. And now, to get into today's big story, you're traumatised, aren't you?
You have a look of horror on your face.
I didn't come into work to see a nipple.
That's the best quote ever.
Don't sit there, moose, then.
Get that in tomorrow's previously. Right, let's start with some music.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang.
I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I never
able to. You're listening to the noise there of 21 Pilots on the radio. That's called Stressed Out.
Maybe to my brother, because we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam.
The question is, of course, is why would I be playing.
Why
would I.
Why? Why are you playing this song?
Well, Cornelius.
21 Pilots.
Yes.
Stressed Out.
I'll tell you why. It's to get into today's big story, because as you know, the production colour dictates that we play a tune to get into a big story. Would you like, Cornelius, to hazard a guess as to why I might be playing 21 Pilots, Stressed Out?
Is it due to the stress test for the bank? The Bank of England stress
test? That's exactly
test.
Right, yeah, Cornelius. Yeah. Exactly right. Well
good.
Done.
Good. Yeah. Pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away.
Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face saying... So we're going to need a guest. We're going to need a guest. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yep.
Can we get a guest, please? I mean, somehow Cornelius was bang on with his guest there. Of today's big story, which
I
is, of course...
somehow new.
Yeah. The story that the Royal Bank of Scotland have failed a stress test in the event of another financial crash. They would not pass muster, nor have any money to deal with it. That's one of the main news stories of today.
Yeah.
Hurry up. That we're allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Get me on an expert. I want to know what a bank stress test is.
You want to know what a bank stress test is?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. That is... Ask Broadcast Through the Glass. She's going to now attempt to get us a guest. Now, in the next bit, then, we will talk about today's big story. And you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sky Black Friday has arrived with our biggest ever award, a huge 43-inch Ultra HD LG TV. So everything will be bigger. Bigger action with four times the clarity of standard HD and bigger choice with over 350 box sets. So get your huge free TV when you join Sky with the box sets bundle and Sky Q multi-screen for £50 a month. Search Sky Black Friday. Offer ends 4th of December. £9.95 reward delivery fee. Direct debit subject to status. £15 standard setup. Sky Q kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
The festive season is almost here. You've got the heated socks for Dad, that practical toolkit for your niece, and wait until Mum sees her comedy onesie. But there's always that one difficult person to buy for. Give them a cool gift they'll love this year with digital radio. DAB digital radios are really clever these days. As well as more digital stations than ever before, they're easy to use and some include great features like Bluetooth. Get set for Christmas with digital radio.
Check out the latest DAB digital radios on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's northbound A1A is queuing towards an accident near junction 42 at Selby Fork. Two of the three lanes are out of action. Lincolnshire's eastbound M180 remains closed after a lorry was involved in an accident near 4 at Scorby. Gloucestershire's southbound M5 closed for barrier repair works between junctions 10 and 11 near Cheltenham. Cornwall's Hospital Road, the A3072 through Stratton to the east of Bude is closed because of an accident, and to Down where the Avon Newry bypass closed because of an accident near to the Mourne City roundabout. I'm Gerina Adams.
Champagne. For a special occasion, a Christmas party, a neighbour's party, a toast to guests, unexpected guests, to the Christmas Day cook, or you.
This Christmas, Lanson Black Label champagne gift boxes are just £20 at your local Co-op. 75cl worth £34.99. Participating stores only, subject to availability. Ends 3rd of January. 18 plus, please drink responsibly. Drinkaware.co.uk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's December, and have we got an early Christmas treat for you? Only Shaking Stevens on the show.
Snow is falling.
The king of rock and roll and rockabilly, the Welsh Valley's gift to the world of Christmas. It's Shaking Stevens and me, Paul Ross, plus some hot gossip from Arlene Phillips. Talk about Strictly Come Christmas on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Meet me at the Christmas tree, and you can kiss me under the baubles.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, that's what it is. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes of it. Some of your reactions have been coming in. Your reactions, of course, very, very, very welcome. It's home of reaction. If you've got a reaction you want to send it to us, then react it in this direction. What's been coming in from there?
Eric Bristow's been in touch. But BuzzFeed's We Can Tell You Your Age and Location by Your Fast Food and Netflix Choices says that I'm 18 and live in Illinois.
Thanks very much indeed. Cornelius. Now, today's big story then. So on the surface of it, it sounds boring, and that's because it is. The Royal Bank of Scotland, which is, not really very royal, nor owned by Scotland, isn't, it seems, much of a bank either. As today we learn, failed a bank stress test. Now, this is a measure put in place to gauge a bank's ability to cope in the event of another financial crisis. In short, RBS wouldn't. Now, this is, of course, as many are saying, the Royal Bank of Scotland is made of animal fat. And as we've also been hearing in the news, this has angered some vegans, as if the banks weren't unpopular enough, to discover, really, since its bailout in 2008, that the Royal Bank of Scotland contains tallow. And that's really put the cat among the pigeons. Something else that probably annoys vegans because of the resulting dead pigeons. But that aside, the question is, how do you stress test a bank? It's all over the news today. I thought we'd find out. I'll be honest, the only other stories are about footballers of either the abused or plane crash variety, and we're going to stay well away from either of those. So on the line to discuss the Royal Bank of Scotland stress test, very pleased to welcome to the programme, Jasmine Birtle. She's from... where are you from, Jasmine? What do you do?
Well, good point. I run moneymagpie.com. Bit of a plug there. I'm also from Notting Hill, central London, in the sunshine currently.
It is, isn't it? It's cold, though, isn't it?
Oh, I know, but I don't mind. You know, everyone goes, oh, it's cold, but it's all right because it's sunny. And that is the way I feel, actually.
Good. Is that the voice you use as well when you do that? Good.
Always.
I'm glad to hear it.
It's cold. And I sort of hunch myself up like a little old lady. And it's cold, but it's nice, you know.
That's a very good little lady you do that.
Thank you. Thank you very much, little old gentleman.
Okay, it's just weird now. Anyway, so let's talk about bank stress test, because you know about this kind of stuff, and I think the layman, by which I mean me, doesn't. What is a bank stress test?
Well, basically, you remember back in 2008, happy days when everything was just going all sinking. All the banks were like, oh, please give us some money because we've lost it all.
Yes.
And the government was like, oh, go on then. Essentially, the government doesn't want that to happen again. So they're doing tests. They're sort of running a bit like, you know, when you have a fire test, you know, and you have to work out if everybody can get out of the building fast enough, etc. And you go in your lines and you don't fall
That's
over.
Right. And there are certain colleagues you wouldn't mind leaving behind, that kind
exactly.
of thing. Yes.
That kind of thing, yes. And I think that's the same with the banks, really. You know, there are certain banks they quite like to leave behind, particularly particularly Royal Bank of Scotland. So they're just putting all these, just this scenario where you've got a global meltdown, China's in a state, oil's doing this, and housing is down by 31%. And this means everybody suddenly can't pay their mortgages. You know, it's just Armageddon. So basically, they do this to all the major banks and go, can you cope? Have you got enough cash in the vaults to pay everything that needs to be paid? And most of them said, yes, we have. But the one that didn't was Royal Bank of Scotland.
Yeah. Now, why haven't they got enough money? Is it because they were bailed out to the tune of quite a lot of taxpayers' money?
Yeah.
Right. So we technically own, is it 73% of Royal Bank of Scotland?
Yeah.
I think
yes,
now. So basically, because it's not doing very well, that's our fault.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, in a sense, yeah. Basically, we've inherited a whole lot of rubbish debt. I mean, toxic debt, as they're saying. Because, as you know, from the 80s onwards, you know, they got rid of the Captain Mannerings and they brought in the men in white socks. And basically, they said, the more you sell of whatever, you're going to get commissions. So, you know, men in white socks, they came from Carphone Warehouse and Virgin, whatever, you know, and they just thought, right, sell. And they were just handing out loans, insurance, particularly loans, mortgages to, frankly, anyone. It was like, you know, can you sign your name? Great. How much do you want?
Have all of this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, have a lot of that. So, of course, you've got a load of businesses and particularly individuals who, frankly, can't pay it. And you know, maybe some of them can pay a little bit. They're on some sort of plan, but a lot of them barely can pay it at all. So they've got this gaping hole in the middle, which somehow needs to be sorted out. It's getting has been a little bit easier as loan rates have gone down, and that's sort of helped a little bit. But still, they've got this hungry monster in the centre that has to be fed money daily, you know.
Oh, Jasmine's got another voice on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's good. We like it. Carry on.
they basically got, you know, that and other problems that they've done, some dodgy deals abroad. This is what we have all inherited, essentially, you know.
So what we're saying, so that essentially, if in the event of another crisis, so the Royal Bank of Scotland will fall first or just not be able to pay anyone back the money that they've invested in the bank? Is that the...
Well, good point. They're saying they have agreed a revised capital plan. In other words, they're going to work out how to put some more money in the vaults to improve its stress resilience. So, you know, because of this stress test, it should be that they'll be all right. But yeah, basically, if they weren't doing these stress tests and just let them carry on and something, you know, really nasty did happen, then yeah, it's likely that the bank itself could fold.
I've got an idea for a test now, because obviously bank hatred. I mean, banks have not recovered from everybody hating banks.
No.
We still hate banks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Particularly
absolutely.
As you mentioned, these CEOs, these people in the white socks or whatever are doing these. Right. So what about this as a sort of idea? Okay. So we stress test the banks, but why don't we stress test the CEOs of the banks?
Yes.
Right, so we get, you know the world's strongest man competition that's on at Christmas, so we're coming up to that. So what you get is the CEO, this is televised by all means, right?
Mm-hmm.
CEO
mm-hmm.
of each bank competing against each other, carrying, I don't know, bags of money or something, seeing which one can turn down a mortgage application the fastest.
In their suits.
Exactly, in their suits, on a course, seeing which one can artificially inflate the LIBOR rate the quickest, that kind of thing.
Brilliant. Well, I think that's great. Another thing you could do is put them in a room, have screaming babies behind, and have somebody on the phone going, look, have you done that? I needed it now. I needed it tomorrow. And then you have their partner sitting next to them going, did you know you're fat? You're really fat. No, seriously.
Just stressing them out, yeah.
Yes.
You're a banking git and everyone hates you.
Yes,
just keep saying that to them.
Yeah.
Listen.
Don't stress me.
Thank you for talking us through that. I think it is clearer. And thank you very much indeed. That's Jasmine Birtle. Oh, Jasmine, before you go. Hello, Jasmine. Still
hello,
there?
I'm here.
Still, yes, could you do your old lady voice for us again?
Yes, it's my old lady voice. This is how I do it. Hello.
Lovely. Jasmine Birtle's there. She's from Money Magpie and does voices. In the next half an hour of the programme, there will be today's Lonely Lunch Club and, of course, Headline Hijack. And we'll take your reactions on that story. Royal Bank of Scotland failing a stress test. How would you deal with the bankers? Suggestions, that's fine. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting about the humanitarian crisis in Aleppo this afternoon. Tens of thousands of civilians are trapped in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city. The leader of the SNP in Westminster, Angus Robertson, has called on the Prime Minister to do everything she can to bring an end to hostilities in the besieged city.
Things are so bad that the agencies are saying that in Aleppo, the situation is so bad that it is descending into hell. Time is absolutely of the essence.
The online accounts of more than 26,000 National Lottery players may have been compromised. Operator Camelot thinks hackers have got hold of usernames and passwords via another website where people use the same details. Donald Trump has confirmed he'll leave his businesses to his children to focus on becoming US president. He's announced legal documents are being crafted to take him completely out of business operations. Four miners have been killed and four others are trapped after an earthquake in Poland. Five workers are also in hospital with spine and head injuries after it happened in a western town. North Yorkshire, North Wales and Dorset are the latest police forces to launch investigations into claims of historical child sex abuse in football. It takes the total to 11, with officers from across the country receiving more than 250 reports. The FA is also running an independent inquiry into the issue. And the coldest night of the year in England and Wales sent temperatures plunging to as low as minus 9 degrees Celsius. The village of Seni Bridge in Powys recorded the coldest reading with the lowest November figure since 2010. The weather cold and bright in the south of England and Wales, milder and cloudy elsewhere with highs of 9 degrees in the north but 3 in the south. What? There's more in half an hour.
Yes, there is. I missed the what was the coldest place?
It's Seni
Bridge. Apart from your heart.
Why are you saying that?
I'm just joking.
That's really horrible.
Okay, so that's the warmest place.
There's one extreme to the other. Make up your mind, John.
It's the most tepid place.
Tepid?
It's averagely temperatured, your heart.
Thanks.
Where?
Seni Bridge. It's in Wales. Powys.
Ironic.
Why is that ironic?
It's called Seni Bridge.
Seni Bridge.
Oh, you pronounced it wrong.
No, I didn't. I said Seni Bridge.
Seni Bridge.
Seni Bridge.
Seni Bridge. Seni Bridge.
Seni Bridge.
Seni Bridge.
Seni Bridge.
With an E, not a U.
Seni Bridge.
That's not even the right place to put the E, Cornelius. That's an I.
He never puts it in the right place, does he, Victoria?
I can't comment on that.
Hashtag date. Right.
It was not a date!
It's more casual than that, John.
You're not exclusive. Oh. Right, in an hour's time, Victoria will be here.
We're not involved at all.
With her bonus news. And in the next half an hour, there's Lonely Lunch Club and Headline Hijack is on the way.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m, take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, and 25 minutes to, almost anyway, 2 o'clock. Some reactions are coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. John, I find it particularly odd that RBS was the biggest failure in the stress test. I thought it would be Julia Hartley Brewer. I was once booked to be a guest on her show. My signal dropped out halfway through the interview. You should have seen the text messages she sent me. That's coming from Please Don't Call Me Again regarding Julia's show.
I know who that is.
John.
Yeah.
I've heard that when they actually opened up the vaults at the Royal Bank of Scotland, all they found was heroin and shortbread.
That's right. And kilts. So, thank you for those reactions. If you've got a reaction, well, you know by now that you can react it in this direction. New listeners will be only too aware, I'm sure, that this is Britain's new home of Reaction Talk Radio. And if you go around your supermarket car parks at the weekend, maybe to put your bottles in a bottle bank or some clothes for the needy of clothes into one of those sort of recycling bins, I guess they are. But they're not bins, are they? Just get recycled. So basically, in the supermarket car park now, you'll find great big talk radio reaction dumpsters. And if you pop a reaction in there, they get gathered up at the end of every day and distributed around the presenters. The right-wing sort of racist ones go to Julia. The sort of trite showbiz nonsense goes to Paul Ross. And we'll just take anything else. I think that's basically the gist of it. So you can just pop them in the talk radio reaction bins. And also send them to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Okay, then. There's a headline hijack on the way. You've got quite the cough today, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not well. No. I have a bad throat. Yes. It doesn't hurt, but I cough a lot, and when
You've been coughing. You know there's a cough button in here.
Yeah, but it doesn't work on my microphone.
Doesn't it? Does it only work on my microphone?
Yeah.
What's the point of that? Because you're the one with the cough.
Yeah, I know.
So that's stupid.
Try it out.
Honestly, the technical arrangements in here. How do they don't know who's got the cough?
I know.
All right, well, if I press it and cough, right, but, right, that's coughing.
Yeah.
Press cough button.
Yeah, you can't hear that.
Cuts my microphone out.
Yeah.
Do you? You're absolutely right. That's ridiculous. But you're the one with the... I don't understand. You're the one with the cough, yet the cough button works on my...
Maybe we should swap seats.
Yeah. No. Right, so this is the in charge seat here.
Well,
you've got the slightly irritating sidekick seat.
I think I'm in charge here, John. Read the headline hijack out.
No. I will, but only because I want to.
Yeah, exactly. Thought so.
Because I want to.
Thought so.
Not because you said.
Thought so.
Because I want to.
Thought so.
Donald Trump has replied to the head of the CIA's various warnings today. You've seen this, because the CIA have told him to be careful with foreign policy to do with the Iran nuclear deal and to do with his relations with Russia. Donald Trump has replied to the head of CIA's various warnings by blocking him on Twitter. Trump has gone on to tweet that he isn't telling the head of CIA how to do his job when he becomes president. He may make himself the head of the CIA as well as holding office. It's a conflict of interest, isn't it? Thanks very much. That's come in from Stephen. Headline hijack. What?
Nothing.
Headline hijack is, of course, your chance to make up the news. Create the news, invent the news, a fib, a fabrication and a fake. We want to put it in the news at 2 o'clock to confuse the people not listening to this bit. We have consulted the data. We are aware, thanks to that data, that between 1 and 2 is often considered to be lunchtime by many. People pop out to get some lunch, perhaps an overpriced soup from Pret. Other Prets are available. Bloody everywhere, actually. So, here's what you need to do. Think of some words that you know and understand. Put them in an order, make it sound a bit like a news story. Get it to us. It could well come out of Victoria's mouth to fool those people who aren't listening to this bit and who only get back from lunch at 2 o'clock and put the radio on. Then Cornelius is now going to read one out as well.
Yes, this is from Danny, who says that as the Christmas party season has started to begin, a campaign has been launched to spare a thought for the UK's... I said a thought. I got it right.
You said thought.
No, I didn't.
Which thought are you talking about?
I hate you so much. I said thought. I did it right.
Is it Baggington Fort near Coventry?
I'm going to clip it up during the next ad break and show you that I was right. I mean, I'm not, because that would be dull content, but...
Like you normally turn out. Slam.
I can go, John.
Slam.
I can go.
Slam.
I can go home.
Slam. Carry on reading it out.
UK's bar
stuff. I did what I said.
At this incredibly busy time for them, thoughts are being collated. are being collated.
Which
and passed
thoughts are being collated? Is it Baggington near Coventry?
Yep, it is.
And a Roman one. That's in Kent.
I just feel bad for Danny because he's gone to the effort of writing this.
Yep.
Effort of writing this.
The effort.
The effort. And you're not giving it justice.
All right, start again. It's fine. Start again.
As the Christmas party season has started to begin, a campaign has been launched to spare a mention for the UK's bar staff. At this incredibly busy time for them, mentions are being collated and passed on randomly to bar staff. So far, messages have included, thinking of you and, can I have a straw, please?
A straw, please. Cornelius there with a headline hijack. Get yours to us and have it read out badly. 87222.
Do it yourself. You have to do it.
Starting message with the word talk.
Cast it.
Don't care.
Or you can use that talk radio on Twitter.
Site message with any word you like.
I'm better at it.
It's 20 minutes to 2 o'clock. The lines are open for that. We'll do a lonely lunch next. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. Just call it an early Christmas present from us. It's all part of The Sun's great giveaway, hey! So pick up your copy this Sunday. Terms and conditions apply.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
At Wickes this Christmas, the Bosch 18-volt cordless combi drill with two batteries, toolbox and 241 accessories is only £99.99. Wickes, let's do it right.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's northbound A1A is queuing towards an accident near junction 42 at Selby Fork. Two of the three lanes are out of action. Lincolnshire's eastbound M180 remains closed after a lorry was involved in an accident near 4 at Scorby. Gloucestershire's southbound M5 closed with barrier repair works between junctions 10 and 11 near Cheltenham. Cornwall's Hospital Road, the A3072 through Stratton to the east of Bude, is closed because of an accident. And to Down, where the Avon Newry bypass closed because of an accident near to the Mourne City roundabout. I'm Gerina Adams.
Champagne. For a special occasion, a Christmas party, a neighbour's party, a toast to guests, unexpected guests, to the Christmas Day cook, or you.
This Christmas, Lanson Black Label champagne gift boxes are just £20 at your local Co-op. 75cl worth £34.99. Participating stores only, subject to availability. Ends 3rd of January. 18 plus. Please drink responsibly. Drinkaware.co.uk.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people. On your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car knows. How is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. This is a text come in here from Sam's dad. It says this. He started his message with the word talk.
Excellent stuff.
Good. John, whilst my son was doing his reading homework last night, he suddenly said, "Dad, I can't get my head around it." "Don't worry," I replied. "Cornelius from Talk Radio can't get his head around the news, and he also can't read either. Thanks, Sam's dad."
Well, I hope your son fails school.
Like you did.
No, I didn't.
I just think, Sam's dad, Sam could grow up to be as successful as Cornelius.
I hope he is.
No one, don't wish that on him.
Yeah.
thanks, Sam's dad. But you're absolutely right, because the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Oh, well, that's fine, Cornelius, because we're here to help you, and Sam, and Sam's dad, and anyone else who can't get their head around anything at all, because this is where we pull you through the news using the medium of, not even a medium, I want to call it a large, of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present to you the news analysed in haikus.
Veggies can't eat the new fiver as their arms are too weak to lift it. Oh, someone rubbed my fiver on a pig. No one cares.
Let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are, then, knocking on the door, the vegan door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's made of pita bread that has no tallow in it. And inside, of course, the names of those who have gone before, daubed on its walls in gravy, vegetarian vegan gravy. Those who are lunching alone. Those are the names. Are you lunching alone? Are you a lonely what lunch? Are you a lonely listener what lunch? If you are, then this is the exclusive club for you. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. It involves you telling us why you're lunching alone. Our job is to engage you in idle chit and also chat to help you through your lonely lunchtime. It's that simple. It's just idle chit-chat on the radio. Slightly awkward. Slightly awkward conversation, a speciality. And you will be on the receiving end of a spectacular, and by spectacular I mean crap, gift prize. Now, on the telephone line today, let us welcome a lonely luncher. She's called Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am marvellous. How are you?
Are you marvellous? Well, that's a bold statement to start us off, Sophie, isn't it? I mean, to be honest, the nation will be the judge of that, Sophie.
Very true.
Good. Where are you, Sophie? What do you do?
I import vintage cowboy boots.
Okay, then. I mean, yee-haw, I feel.
Yeah, thanks.
So that's an interesting line of work. I mean, I wouldn't have known there was such a market for the importation of vintage cowboy boots, but clearly there is, Sophie.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, just next time you go out, look down at people's feet more.
Yeah.
And you'll see the rise in vintage cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Probably in sort of the over 40 man who's trying to get a bit of jazz into his life.
A little bit of jazz. Correct me if I'm wrong, by all means, but the idea of a vintage cowboy boot smacks of Trump.
Oh, ouch.
I know. Feel free to come back at me on that one, of course.
Should I rebrand?
No, I think it, but I just wonder, you know, the vintage cowboy.
I don't think Donald Trump owns cowboy boots.
I don't know. What sort of, talk me through the sort of person who buys a vintage cowboy boot.
Somebody who, I can put it into two categories.
Yep.
So there's the young person who's trying to be hip.
Hipsters,
there we go. And then there's the old guy who used to own a pair and his wife recently threw them out of the wardrobe. And he's secretly trying to buy them back without, you know, spending a lot of money. They're expensive, man. Really expensive.
They're expensive. How much is a pair of vintage cowboy boots?
Well, vintage ones are cheap. They're like probably 50, 60 quid a pair, but expensive, new, about 300,
wow.
600 quid.
All right.
Yeah.
So are they genuinely pre-worn by cowboys? Because I'd feel shortchanged if not. I want someone to have been shot in them.
I could offer an extra blood service, I guess.
Yes, suppose so. Yeah. You know, because when you think of the cowboy boot, I'm thinking back. I mean, you know, to the golden era of the Western, the 1800s. I'm thinking, thinking spurs. You know, I'm thinking it's a little bit like Westworld. I don't know whether you've seen that on the television, but a little bit like that's kind of what I got in my head. So these are boots that, you know, people they've seen some action.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some streets somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. They're not pre-worn by cowboys, but they're probably pre-worn by someone who voted for Trump.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, yeah, which is essentially the modern day sort of redneck cowboy kind of thing. All right. So, do they come in? What's the best seller? What do they have names? I mean, how do you?
No, because they're all individual. The best sellers, to be honest, are the rare skin ones, which are slightly illegal. I shouldn't be famous on the radio, should
I? No, you just did.
No.
So, you know.
No.
When you say slightly illegal, how illegal?
Sort of snake skin, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, a bit of endangered creature.
Made out of fibers.
They're dead now.
Yeah, I mean, they're dead snakes, aren't they? They're not live snakes. So, you know, that'll please the vegans. So don't worry about it. Yeah. those £5 notes made out of dead snakes that they've got now. All right, so you import illegal goods, right? Good. In terms of how long you've been doing it?
I've been doing it since I was 17.
Oh, well, that doesn't help us because we don't know how old you are.
No. Do I have to say that? No.
It's up to you, really, but yes.
Okay, right, yeah, I'm 21.
Okay, so you've been doing this a while, and did you set up your own business doing this, presumably, did you? How did you get noticed? How did you notice there was going to be a market for vintage cowboy boots?
I absolutely didn't. Have you ever seen the 2007 remake of 310 to Yuma?
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
that's
I have.
Why I did it.
What, because you like that film?
I like that film, yeah.
And you like the boots and thought, that's
the way to go. Yeah, pretty much. No, it started because I didn't want to do my UCAS form, so I had to
do something
else.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good and honest reason. I'm glad it's going well, frankly.
Thank you.
Are you branching out into any other footwear, or do you think vintage cowboy boots are going to be the kind of the future of the business?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with them.
Yeah. Well, why not?
Yeah,
successful.
Why not?
I haven't asked you where you're from, I don't think, or if I did, we didn't find out. Where do you purvey these cowboy boots from?
Well, the boots are from America, and I am from York, and I'm currently in Manchester.
Currently in Manchester, so, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, now, lunching alone, that's the point now.
Yeah, gets the point.
Yes, all right. Oh, hello. Give her a pair of boots. She's got an attitude. Is your lunchtime lonely? And if so, why?
It is lonely because there always has to be someone to man the phone. So the other person gets to go away for lunch and I have to stay and man the phone.
Yeah. Or woman the phone, in your sense.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah. This is kind of normal for you. Lunching alone is normal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually really like watching other people eat, so this is fine for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do like watching other people, or you don't?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Yeah.
Oh, right. We had
that
someone
would be
yesterday.
Weird if you liked
well,
it.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a bit weird. We had someone yesterday who didn't like to be watched while they were eating, but which is kind of in a similar realm. What is it about people? What is it about people eating that puts you off them?
I can't get it out of my head after I've seen it. You know, it's there forever, and people aren't pretty when they eat. They're not.
No, that's right. Same question to you as I asked yesterday. It must make dates awkward if you. You know, we had this scenario yesterday where someone was going on a date with someone to a restaurant, but they'd have to have separate tables, and it got really awkward.
Alcohol helps.
Oh, good. Yeah, strong. Yeah. Fair enough. Can't argue with that. Neither will I.
No.
Okay, listen, you are inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is our gift to you. Oh, no, isn't it, though? It is our gift to you. We're always there to help the lonelies what lunch. However, you are now on the... And you're so lucky to be on the receiving end of one of our talk radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 on a weekday gift prizes, souvenirs thing.
That's a mouthful. That's amazing.
Yes. Okay. Alcohol helps. You're going to hear now some music that's quite poor quality, and over it you will hear a list of gift prizes with some descriptions. At the end of it, feel free to choose one of them, and we will send it to you in Manchester, where it can adorn your vintage cowboy boot-based office.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sophie. Here comes the music.
Okay.
And now here comes a list of gift prizes.
A talk radio mug.
A money can't buy mug, or as our boss put it, we don't have the money to buy any more mugs.
Stop giving them away.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Written on my train today in the first class area, not because I had a first class ticket, it's because there isn't first class tickets available for that journey. Take that, you
a
legal
talk
loophole.
Sport mug.
Talk sport mug.
Okay, Jim. In for H&J today is the two mics, or M&M, Mad Eye Moody and Bill Oddie.
They do look like them.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
Probably the worst of all the prizes in the Metro is pretty crap.
Oh, it's my book that I wrote, I think it's as bad as that.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing the best techniques for Gloucester cheese rolling race.
Right, Sam, if you're listening, you're better than him.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
The type of man who probably would wear a pair of vintage cowboy boots presents this outdated merchandise.
Thank you very much. And this?
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
And thanks to a typo yesterday, John called Doc Brown Ben Harvey Smith during the interview, even though his name is Ben Bailey Smith. Anyway, due to another typo, this is a colander.
Yes, and not a calendar like we wanted. Anyway, Sophie, there you go. Which of those, I mean, it's hard to choose, isn't it, really?
That's a really long list. I think you should narrow it down in future.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, to be fair, we're running out of mugs and books now. So,
So should I not go for those?
You can go for either of those. You can the list. The list is there for you, Sophie.
Okay, I want the train ticket, please.
The train ticket.
That wasn't one.
Wow. The train ticket. See, there are too many options.
Yeah.
The metro.
The second one.
The copy of the metro with haikus written on it.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. All right, great. That's the easiest one to do, frankly. Mm. That'll be in the post to you, Sophie. Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to talk to you. Good luck with the vintage cowboy boots. Can I get some vintage cowboy boots? Would I look good in those?
No. Oh.
Yeah, sure, I'll send you some.
All right, great.
What size are you?
7, thanks.
Sure.
You know you're not.
Yes, I am. What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
Do you wear thick socks?
Why?
No reason.
I normally get my shoes from Build-A-Bear Workshop, as well, you know. but now I'm getting some cowboy boots. And now he's going to be the most stylish man in the office.
Right? Paul Ross.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, in the next bit of the programme, then, we will meet today's new work experience pundit, who will be bringing us work experience punditry, reviewing hipster nonsense. And there's the small matter now, though, of finding out who has got their made-up news story in the news, which is next. It's Headline Hijack, of course, on Talk Radio, the home of news lies. So, we have a made-up news story. We have it from someone. Who's the someone?
It's Joe.
Joe. And where... And where does Joe live?
Joe's from Benson.
Is he?
Yeah. Midland sort of area.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Joe. Well done. You got your made-up news story in the news.
Very cold there last night.
Which is next. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Pants, just what I wanted, said no one, ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want, like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded, see DIY.com for details.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
This Christmas, you could be the world's greatest superhero!
Or even the fairest fairy tale princess!
To thousands of less fortunate children this Christmas, join the Sun Smiles at Christmas campaign by donating toys at your local McColl's and Toys R Us stores. Every kid deserves to smile at Christmas. Help make it happen today with the Sun.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What?
It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. It is exactly 2 o'clock. It's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio, and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, emergency Syria meeting, Trump to focus on presidency, and tobacco companies lose again.
Talk Radio.
The United Nations has condemned what it's describing as the descent into hell being endured by civilians in the Syrian city of Aleppo. An emergency meeting by the UN Security Council is just getting underway to discuss the humanitarian crisis. The Prime Minister says action needs to be taken.
I think the Security Council debate is very important, and there's an important message to send to Russia that they actually use their influence with the Assad regime to stop these appalling atrocities in Aleppo and let humanitarian aid through.
Cyber criminals have hacked into the online accounts of more than 26,000 national lottery players. Camelot says fewer than 50 have had any activity take place on their accounts, though. US President-elect Donald Trump says he will leave all his businesses to his children so he can focus on running the country. He says he'll reveal more next month. Four miners have been killed after an earthquake in Poland. Rescue workers are looking for four others trapped thousands of feet underground in the western town of Polkowice. Five are in hospital with spine and head injuries. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, says the government is doing everything it can.
I wish to express my sympathy to the families. I want to assure you of the state's care towards the families of the miners who have died.
11 police forces are now investigating historical sex abuse allegations in football. More than 250 people have contacted police in England and Wales in the last fortnight. And tobacco firms have lost their legal challenge at the Court of Appeal against the government's plain packaging rules. Judges have upheld the decision that cigarettes should be sold in standardised packaging with no logos.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here it comes. Victoria's got the weather.
That wasn't as jolly as sometimes you do it. Please
try harder. Here she comes. Victoria's got the weather.
That's a different tune. Thanks. Cold and bright in the south of England and Wales. Cornelius. Milder yes. And cloudier elsewhere. Can you refrain from doing that?
Sorry.
Usually you do that when the sport's on.
Yeah, don't touch it during the weather.
He wasn't touching me. He was fiddling with his bottle.
Well.
Today's high, 9 degrees in the north. Throwing this out.
You alright, Victoria?
Yes, are you?
Sennybridge.
It was very cold in Sennybridge last night. That's correct, Cornelius. Well done.
Ironic.
Sennybridge, not Sunnybridge.
Right. Good. Thanks, Victoria.
It's alright.
Put your bottle down. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Ham go to Manchester United for the second time inside a week in tonight's EFL Cup quarter-final. Sunday's Premier League game at Old Trafford ended in a 1-1 draw. The Hammers have been hit with the news that striker Diafra Sakho's out for 6 weeks with a thigh injury. In the other tie this evening, Southampton can book a place in the last four away at Arsenal. The semi-final draw takes place after tonight's games. Rugby and the Six Nations will introduce bonus points in time for the 2017 competition, as well as a bigger reward for winning matches. Teams will get 4 points for a victory. A draw is worth two. A bonus point will be available for any side scoring four or more tries, as well as for a team losing by 7 points or fewer. If a side wins all correct, five of their good games, they'll earn an extra 3 points in the table. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, last week's Black Friday sales have given such a boost to the UK economy that the government's expected to announce an extra 3 bank holidays over the coming New Year period. It'll mean that the whole of the first week of 2017 will either be bank holidays or weekends.
Thank you very much, Victoria. It's St Andrew's Day today. Did you know that?
I did, because yeah. Angus Robertson, the leader of the SNP in Westminster, mentioned it during Prime Minister's questions.
That's right.
good information.
John
there.
Didn't know it.
I didn't know.
John
I didn't know St. Andrew's Day.
I had to tell him.
I didn't. I will hold up my hands and say I did not know that it was St. Andrew's Day today.
It's a very Scottish day of news.
Yes, which is a shame for the Royal Bank of Scotland, you know, failing a bank stress test.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Anyway, Victoria, thank you. You'll be back with bonus news.
Animal news!
Whoa.
Crikey. In half an hour's time. Victoria's news, of course, smaller than it used to be, so she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. So at 2:30, bonus news today. It's her favourite. It's animal news from around the globe. And work experience punditry on the way with Jane very shortly indeed as we review a week's worth of hipster nonsense. And don't forget, Joe Stilgo will be joining us after 2:30 on the radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'd like to bring on Bobby Pryor. We'd like to do some factoids, wouldn't we, Bobby? What you got?
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix. His heart beats about 20 times a second.
Yeah.
James Brown's heart beats about 4 and 8 times every minute.
Oh, bless them both.
No.
Nothing in the English language rhymes. What you got there?
Your left lung.
That's astounding.
Oh, you just took it away. Yeah, it is.
Pence expelled from the Communist Party.
Oh, okay.
In England in the 1880s, dirty word was considered a dirty word. Well, it's offensive. That's good, you guys.
But do you know why?
No, it's 2 a.m.
A blue whale is smaller than your right lung.
You can't see my lung.
Factoids.
So, as we know, the weather that Victoria imparted there suggests that it is cold and will remain cold. The coldest place in the country last night was in Powys in Wales, a place called Sennybridge. That's what we learn. But it is cold, isn't it? It is cold. Oh, PVC outside this. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, it's cold. It'll de-ice.
De-ice
everything. So, today we offer you on the programme throughout the afternoon. We'll throw them in and please send yours to us. Your tips for keeping warm. There's old people that need help. As well as the others. Just your tips for keeping warm, 8722.
Start your message with the word tool.
Tool Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a tip for keeping warm.
Here's one. Add a splash of de-icer to your morning coffee to ensure your blood doesn't freeze. Sure, that's why.
Yeah, probably don't
not
do that.
That one. No.
Probably not.
But thanks for sending it in, though. Cornelius, what have you got there?
Well, as you know, John, layers are more effective than keeping you warm than a big coat.
Yeah.
So you should really eat foods with lots of layers, like cakes and onions.
Yes.
Lots of cakes and onions.
Cakes and onions. A great way to warm yourself is to mull yourself. To do this, simply warm yourself up in a warm bath, adding cinnamon sticks, allspice, cloves, orange slices and lemon slices in the bath. Mull. Thanks so much to Ronnie for sending that one. Right then, it's time for Work Experience Punditry. And we've got a new one today. Work Experience Punditry works like this. Work Experience comes in here and reviews things. It's the next generation of broadcasters, of critics and pundits. Today we welcome Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming in to, you know, review hipster nonsense.
Not a problem.
Yeah, well, you say that now. I always have a problem with hipster nonsense, Jane. If I'm brutally honest, I find it intolerable. So what? This is the kind of stuff, obviously, that's just pop-up, isn't it? It's all very pop-up and all very man bun and all very cereal cafe.
Yes.
What have you got?
There's a few things today, but the first one is that the headline was "Dining Under Putin: How Sanctions Are Fueling a Russian Food Revolution." And essentially, because of the restrictions on foreign food imports in Russia, there's basically been this big movement called locavore, which is essentially using local produce in Russia and making the best, or the most of what they can with what little food.
What have they got? They've got vodka
yeah.
and beets.
So the, yeah, you can sort of see what sort of things they'll be making. But essentially, there is a chef at the forefront of this yeah. movement called Vladimir Mukin. And
of course.
He's a bearded 33-year-old who grew up cooking food with his grandma. And he's got
What's Mukin cooking?
That's good. You should Cheers. Send that to him.
Okay, I'll write it down.
His restaurant is called The White Rabbit, and a favourite meal is sour sechi, which is a cold extraction of fermented cabbage juice poured over smoked herring and cucumber.
You see, I that sounds fine. The food sounds fine, but mm. but so his selling point is it's just what Russia has.
Yes.
themselves.
Yes.
So they've got, we know they've got herring, we know they've got cucumber, and we know they've got cabbage, right? Does he infuse everything with vodka? Because that would take the edge off.
I mean, who knows?
The logic. I mean, the thing is, vodka is a trendy pop-up thing. That's a hipster drink, isn't it? The amount of the different kinds of vodka. We had a guy who was the other day who was launching his own gin distillery.
Yes.
And we mentioned other drinks like vodka and everything, but no, apparently gin is the hipster drink of choice here. But in Russia, of course, they do have vodka. And the reason they have vodka is because it doesn't freeze, does it? That's the point of it.
Yeah, right.
So they can drink it inside. So this guy, where is it? Where is his cafe? In the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Russia.
A gulag.
But yeah. he travels all over Russia to get onions, sea urchins, you name it. And he's got a research and experiment lab in his restaurant.
Oh, he's a bit Hester Blumenthal,
isn't he? Yeah, and so he's also opened up a chain of food stores as well where you can buy goose liver profiteroles, craft beer, and onion chips.
You see, I think that sounds all right, actually. I don't, you know, as a menu goes, I don't necessarily object to that. I mean, I object to the slightly hipster concept yeah. that he's gone. It's just sort of, but it's only local produce. Yeah. It's only like a normal thing. But I, yeah, is his beard square? I'm going to bet that it is.
It's more triangular.
Is it? Yeah. That is a bit hipster, actually. Yeah. And what did you say was on the menu there? There was one, because I was thinking he needs to name his food better, like a gulag goulash.
Mm,
that, you know, he needs to theme his food around Russian things.
What would you call his goose liver profiteroles?
Well,
tuna rolls.
Yeah, a goose step. No, that's not him. That's not Russia. That's a different dictator, isn't it?
Mm.
We'll have to go with Putin rolls because that's all we've got. That's all we've got.
Well, yeah. the import ban is ending in 2018, so they'll be back to, you know, importing gin from England, perhaps.
Jingland.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's not that hateful. But a little bit annoying, as hipster think. The problem will be when it comes here. That's when he'll become hateful, of course, because he'll have a success with this in Russia, and then you might worry, this time next year in Shoreditch, this will have popped up in a disused railway arch, and he will be over here with his triangular beard and his gulag goulash.
Polonium cafe.
Yeah. Yeah. And his Putina rolls, trying to give it to the hipsters in Shoreditch. Yeah, polonium infused cabbage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of more now.
Red square pie?
Well, not really. Mm, more, it's not riveting radio, this, is it?
Pork and Kremlin?
Well, a Kremlin caramel.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have that, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kremlin brulee.
Yeah. I think it's the behind the scenes of radio that people enjoy.
It's the star.
Star Linguini. Yeah, good. Strong. All right, fine. Feel free to help the Russian menu out. 8722.
Start your message with the word
That's talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with a Russian food pun.
This is the gold from which we spin. The straw from which we spin radio gold. Right.
The
great.
Strawlin.
Stop it. Where are you going next with your hipster nonsense, Jane?
Headline number two is Gwyneth Paltrow launches travel app called G-Spotting.
All right. Now, this is the same Gwyneth Paltrow, lest us not forget, who steam cleans her own uterus.
The one and only.
Yeah. She has got one. As far as I know. But because she invented a thing, didn't she, where you sit on a steam cleaner?
Something like that.
Yeah, and it steam cleans your... Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So this is from her mind comes
it is.
G-spotting.
G-spotting.
She's obsessed. What's G-spotting?
It's an extension of her brand, which is called Goop.
Yeah, which is... Sounds like... I'm not even going to say that. Sounds like something steam clean, basically.
Basically, it's curated guides to restaurants and shops and culture across 25 cities. So she's got Aspen, Amsterdam, Texas.
So why? What enables her to be an expert on this? Why has she got involved in
it? She has said... I don't really know why she's made this, but she said on movie shoots, she'll ask her makeup artists or truck drivers where to get pizza instead of her concierge.
Yes, that's got Paltrow written all over it, hasn't it? Yeah.
And it's a collection of stories and advice from people in her inner circle, which includes Reese Witherspoon. Mm. It's quite an odd one.
How does how does she eat at these restaurants? How does she eat at...
I don't know. How does she eat at these restaurants?
With a spoon.
Ah, okay, yeah.
They've got guides.
What's the app called?
G-Spotting.
I went on the App Store. I couldn't find it.
We'll be back with more work experience punditry hipster review nonsense with Jane, who's now giggling too much to speak, next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hour servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West Yorkshire's southbound M1 is queuing because of emergency repairs near junction 46 for Garforth. Lincolnshire's eastbound M180 is now open near Fort Scorby, but still very slow. Some queues to clear after early problems there. All the restrictions on Gloucestershire's southbound M5 has also been lifted near 10 for Cheltenham, but that's still struggling. Guildford's A3 is closed at the Hogsback for the A31 Farnham Road. There's been an accident there, and no change in down for the A1 Newry bypass closed because of an accident near to the A28 Belfast Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
At this year's Black Friday event at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Save £84 over 24 months on the Samsung A3, now only £14.50 a month. Just another reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. But hurry, the event ends on the 4th of December. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month credit agreement and 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Subject to status. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's December, and have we got an early Christmas treat for you? Only Shaking Stevens on the show.
Snow is falling.
The king of rock and roll and rockabilly, the Welsh Valley's gift to the world of Christmas. It's Shaking Stevens and me, Paul Ross, plus some hot gossip from Arlene Phillips. Talk about Strictly Come Christmas on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Meet me at the Christmas tree, and you can kiss me under the baubles.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Certainly a different tree to the one he normally gets people to kiss him under the baubles on.
Haiku.
Okay. The news is quite complicated, isn't
it? I can't get my head around it.
Neither can he.
Stop it.
The news. You can't understand. You can't get around the news, can you, Cornelius?
No, I can't get my head around
it. Neither can many people. And that's because the news is quite complicated, of course.
I can't get my head around it.
But we help you through it every day of the week, apart from the ones at the weekend, by explaining the news, analysing it, if you will, drilling down into the news to find out what it's made of. And the answer, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present, proudly mind, the news in haikus.
Policewoman Flash, is boob a colleague, not on undercover cop then?
The news in haikus. Now, you find us amidst work experience punditry. Each and every day, a different work experience comes in here and reviews stuff. We do music, we do film, we do television, we do geeky, gadgety crap. And we also do hipster nonsense on a Wednesday. Jane is with us today for the first time, making her debut. And we've already talked about a Russian chef with a triangular hipster beard who is going around Russia collecting things and then cooking with the traditional Russian things like cabbage and vodka and oppression. And we've also talked about Gwyneth Paltrow's G-spotting, which is some sort of restaurant-based app that none of us understand. Are we staying with food, Jane, or are we moving on now?
We are actually staying with food.
So you're a bit obsessed with food then?
Yeah, this is perhaps.
Maybe that a little insight into your life there.
Well, perhaps.
Go on, where are we going?
Kellogg's.
All right.
They're trying to make cornflakes hipster.
Oh, God. Why?
Well, basically, because market analysts say that cereal sales are in decline, Kellogg's are saying, no, they're not. In fact, we've seen a rise in cereal sales to be eaten outside of breakfast times. I don't know if that is true or whether that's just their wish. Basically, a study did find that 40% of millennials say they don't eat breakfast because it's too much trouble to clean up afterwards. I think that's just quite lazy.
Yeah. You're a millennial.
I am a millennial.
Do you breakfast?
Sort of.
Sort of. What do you mean, sort of?
If I'm not at work, I'll eat some Weetabix or whatever, maybe some cornflakes.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, most people do have an allegiance to a certain cereal, to be fair. So, I mean, you casually toss out there, maybe some Weetabix, maybe some corn. I mean, do you have both in your house? I mean, is that...
I do, actually. Yeah?
But do you go further out? Do you go Cheerios? Where do you...
No, that's probably the extent of my cereal eating. But I'll eat... yogurt, as we call it in Australia.
Yogurt?
Yogurt.
No, don't come over here with your...
Isn't he a bear?
Yogurt bear. Yeah.
You're a cake, boo-boo. Here comes a ranger with his picnic basket.
We also say...
It's not bad, that, is it? It's all right, right? Yeah.
We I don't know, Yogi. Sorry. I don't know, Yogi.
Yogi, baby. Let's take that bacon egg basket.
Oh, it's the Park Ranger.
That good?
No. So, sorry, Jane, you were saying?
Croissants. We also say croissants.
That's wrong as well, isn't it?
Well, so, yeah.
Yogurt and croissants.
Yes. But anyway...
They're a nation of criminals.
Stop it.
In the States, yes. Kellogg's have been working with celebrity chefs to create Instagram-friendly recipes. And they've also launched a hashtag. Hashtag because yum.
I mean, I hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, because...
That's a very internet hashtag, isn't it?
I just despise Instagram recipes.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Just...
They're giving you tips for presentation ideas, including having your cereal in a martini glass, because that's what people do.
Eating... No people do that.
Nobody does that.
Eating cornflakes with ice cream, topping your avocados with cornflakes.
Of course, avocado. Oh, no. Of course avocados are involved, aren't they?
Avocados with cornflakes and feta. Hashtag because yum.
Not because yum, because vomit inducing. Yeah. That's horrible.
Yes, it is.
See, the avocado is the fruit of the hipster, isn't it? Everyone knows that, right? You smashed avocado on your sourdough bread. Oh, shove it up your beard, right? And cereal cafes, of course, this is where this has come from, isn't it? Bloody cereal cafes popping up hither and thither with all different kinds of cereal, all stuck in the beards of the hipster. Oh, eat the cereal out of my beard. Stroke an owl while you're doing it. All that stuff. Oh, look, here's an ex-offender who's been rehabilitated. He'll make the cereal for you. Oh, how very hipster of him. Has he got a man bun? Yes, of course he has. What's in it? Cereal. Fine. That's what it is. Man croissants.
Croissants.
Yes. Anyway. So Kellogg's are just trying to take a thing they make anyway that's quite dull and just pretend it's hip.
Hashtag because
don't
yum.
Don't say that anymore. Where next? Quickly. Quickly.
Okay. Advent calendars.
All right. Mm. Now is the time. As of tomorrow, opening the first door of the advent calendar. We need a show advent calendar.
What does that do?
I don't know yet. I haven't thought it through.
First, there was chocolate. Then there were beauty advent calendars. Also a gin advent calendar. But now, there are cheese advent calendars.
Right.
Basically, a food blogger from London has invented a cheese advent calendar, which, believe it or not, is the first of its kind. And it contains a different type of cheese for each day.
Yeah, I got that. I was getting
Do you have to keep it in the fridge?
I'd say so.
So you have to attach it to the inside of the fridge door, perhaps.
It's a very odd place to keep an advent calendar.
Yes. Although you'd go to it every day, wouldn't you? So you could technically open the fridge. What if you got... All right, what if you got 24 fridges? And behind the door of it... So the door of the fridge was the door, and inside was a different cheese.
I'd love to live in a life where I have 24 fridges.
Full of cheese.
Or just full of anything.
So that's... I'm surprised there isn't one of these already. Cheese is an obvious thing to put behind. But gin? How do you get a gin advent calendar? You put just a little, what, bottle of...
Yeah, I think it was just little sample size bottles
of
gin.
Yeah.
I had a beer advent calendar last year.
Yes.
I was given it for my birthday. Each day a different beer. And each day you get a bottle of beer.
Yes.
But what it was really was just a box of beer.
Yeah, because it's just with a number.
Yeah.
Quite lazy, that, isn't it?
It took me quite a way into the month to realise that. Yeah. I don't know why. I was just like, I could just open this from the side and it's just a crate of beer.
It's just you've just been cheated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your birthday on Friday, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. It's birthday on Friday.
Unfortunately, cheese advent calendars have sold out for this year.
Oh,
but you can put your name on a waiting list. Of a cheese eater, so...
Really?
No.
You look like you are. All right, well, I mean, this is the problem with this is it's the tip of the advent calendar iceberg, because now you can put anything behind. I had an idea, and I tell you, this is how easy hipster ideas are, right? I had an idea that you could solve the child obesity problem, because at Christmas, what do children eat? Chocolate, don't they? Advent calendars have chocolate behind the doors. What if you got behind the door of the advent calendar, it looked like a chocolate, but was just a chocolate-covered sprout? Right? Or something like that. And then they'd eat that, but it's actually a sprout, and therefore healthy.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, it's fine.
I used to like the days when it used to be about Jesus. You open it, and there's a little picture of the nativity.
Yeah.
And now it's been ruined by cheese.
And hipsters. Jesus was a bit of a hipster, though, wasn't he?
Mm.
Cheeses.
Square beard, sandals.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, we've already got one food pun going, which we've had lots of in, by the way, John. But there's only really one worth reading out.
Yeah, go on then.
It's Dave has sent Mikhail Gorbachev.
That's good, actually. Yeah. This is Russian food menu because of the Russian hipster pop-up restaurant. Mikhail Gorbachev.
Mm.
That is good, actually.
Yeah,
up there with our star linguine and our Kremlin caramel, Kremlin brulee, Putina rolls, and a goulash gulag. It's pretty good. All right, Jane, thank you for coming in.
Not a problem.
And also, your surname has cheese in it.
It does. I am Jane Cheeseman.
Yes.
She is the cheese man and brings us news of the cheese.
Is that why you picked that?
Yes.
Okay. That's Jane. She did the work experience punditry and a roundup of basically food-based hipster. Which tells us a lot about her. Food-based hipster nonsense. Jane, thank you very much indeed. In the next half an hour of the programme, all going well, we will be joined by Joe Stilgo. There is also today's What the People Think. There is also the big debate at 3 o'clock, and a game of Dead or Alive, in which you can win some meat, your choice of chicken, beef or lamb. If you'd like to play, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's 2:30 now here on Talk Radio, and I dare say elsewhere, although, to be honest, I haven't checked. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting to discuss the crisis affecting people in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The United Nations has described the situation as a descent into hell. The leader of the SNP in Westminster, Angus Robertson, raised the issue during Prime Minister's questions after wishing people a happy St Andrew's Day.
There is literally nothing to celebrate about the humanitarian catastrophe befalling the people of Syria at this time. Yeah. The situation in the besieged city of Aleppo is described as being so bad that it could be one of the biggest massacres of civilian population since World War II.
Camelot says it believes thousands of National Lottery players have had their online accounts illegally accessed. The company's reported finding suspicious activity and thinks hackers were using email addresses and passwords obtained from another site. Donald Trump says he's given up his business empire as he prepares to become US president. He says he'll hold a press conference with his children next month, but some critics have warned handing the firm over to them wouldn't prevent a conflict of interest. There's been a big rise in the number of people blackmailed after being tricked into exposing themselves on webcams. An awareness campaign started after almost 900 so-called sextortion cases this year. That's more than double than in 2015. 11 police forces have confirmed they're investigating claims of child sex abuse in football. 250 reports have now been received by police across the country. And another royal baby is on the way. Zara, who's the Queen's granddaughter, and her husband Mike Tyndall are expecting their second child. The weather cold and bright in the south of England and Wales, milder and cloudier elsewhere, highs of 9 degrees in the north and 3 in the south. There's more in half an hour.
Sorry, I just popped out.
I know, it's just slowly plodding, leisurely.
Have you done the news?
Yes, that's why I stopped speaking.
Did you do the weather?
You are an intelligent person. Why do you have to keep asking these silly questions?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt it or anything, did I?
Well, when I'm silent, what is there to interrupt?
That was Victoria with the news. It's 2:30. It's 2:30, though. Oh, by the way.
Just quickly, yeah.
I'll do that, yeah. Mm. We were doing Russian food menu.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of the story about a Russian pop-up hipster thing.
I like the Putin one.
Did you like the Putin one?
Mm-hmm. Which Putina
one?
Rolls.
Putina rolls.
Mm-hmm. That was my one, Victoria. Thanks.
It was good.
Rich the Roof has been on.
Mm-hmm.
Vladimir Rice Putin. Christmas Putin.
From Robin.
Yeah.
Sticky Toffee Putin.
Yeah.
Yorkshire Putin.
Hey, up, I've got my shirt off. That's what that sounds like.
Peas. appease Putin?
No, it's not going so well, that texting. So, you know, feel free to make it worse. 8-7-2-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with an idea for our Russian food menu.
I can't really remember why we even started. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Because now it's time for Victoria's bone...
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
And finish that. I'll do that again. I'm sure that can be... You're right.
Yeah, I'm just not very well.
So we'll do that again and be slicker this time. It's time for Victoria's bonus news.
This is Animal News.
It's time for Victoria's bonus news.
Yeah. From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Why are you interrupting?
I'm going to explain it. The reason we do this, of course, is Victoria's News is smaller and shorter than it used to be. They're a new listener. They don't know what's going on. Because of that, Victoria has to make the... It's like a Toblerone. Smaller than it used to be, her news. And it costs the same because she hasn't had a wage reduction despite doing fewer work. So, bonus news was created to fill the gap. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days, for that encompasses all. Today, it's...
is Animal News.
So, starting off with an orangutan who was blinded after being shot more than 100 times with an air rifle.
What?
He's going to have surgery, which might help us see again.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. So, while Anne's left eye is beyond repair after being attacked in Borneo on a palm oil plantation in 2012, yeah, it's hoped her sight can be restored with a cataract operation on her right eye.
Well, let's hope so. Who would shoot an orangutan? Who would do that?
Well, somebody did it. It was 102 times. And loads of the times were in the head. So, she's already had surgery to remove most of the pellets. They're hoping she'll be able to see again.
Haven't they caught whoever it is and shot them in the eye with an air pistol?
I don't think that's how it works. Right. Police in Kansas had a surprise when they set up cameras to investigate reports of a mountain lion. Whilst they didn't capture a mountain lion on camera, they did spot two gorillas, a werewolf, and a somewhat sinister man in a gas mask. But the force didn't seem to be annoyed by the pranksters. They thanked them for their sense of humour. And saving my favourite to last, the owner of a goat which suffers from anxiety has finally found a cure to stop her running around and bleating with sadness. So Polly has a number of serious medical issues. So she's blind, has neurological problems.
She's not been shot by an air rifle, is she?
No. Oh. And she's underweight. But Lauren, who runs a goat rescue group, saw a child's duck costume, and it seems to be having a calming effect on Polly. It's like being swaddled. So she dresses her up.
Oh, my God.
And she has various outfits which have a similar effect, including a unicorn one and a fox outfit.
That is a goat in a duck outfit.
Yeah. She's got...
They've even put paddled feet on its...
Yeah.
Goat hooves.
Yeah.
That looks cruel to me. No wonder it's anxious.
No, she's not anxious with the outfit. It helps.
Yep, yeah, right.
Well, if you want to view the goat, then they have an Instagram page, obviously. It's called Goats of Anarchy.
Thank you, Victoria. That was Victoria's...
Animal News.
Yes. Back tomorrow with more bonus news. Tomorrow, vegetable news.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Can I go now?
Yeah. Cool. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And I can tell you this. Out on the streets where there are, streets. They're full of people, the streets, you see. And we like to go out there on a regular basis and ask the people that we find on the streets what they think. And that's important because it takes the pulse of the nation. It very much tests the zeitgeist, the current feeling, the current thinking now on the streets. We've sent our crack team of reporters out, as we oft do. They are so called because they're on very hard drugs. And they put their microphones in people's faces to ask them what they think. Today we are asking them, though, do they think tie-pins or air conditioning?
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning. Tie-pins.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins and
air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning. Tie-pins.
Tie-pins.
Pins.
Tie-pins and
air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Tie-pins. Tie-pins and
There we have it. That's what the people are thinking this afternoon. They're thinking tie-pins and or air conditioning, it seems. But what do you think? That's the question. Of course, it's all very well finding out what the people are thinking, but what are you thinking? What do you think? Let us know, 87222. Do you think
start your message with the word talk?
Do you think tie-pins? Or do you think air conditioning? Do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
As long as it's tie-pins or air conditioning. Joe Stilgo. I'm going to be upfront about this. Joe Stilgo should have been here 10 minutes ago, right? Musician and funny man, Joe Stilgo, should have been here 10 minutes ago. Stuck in a taxi. Got out of the taxi. Now on a tube. Going to be late. So he will be on the show at some point today, we just don't know when. So we're going to move things around a bit, or we'll just sit here waiting. That's what could happen. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. Just call it an early Christmas present from us. It's all part of The Sun's great giveaway, hey! So pick up your copy this Sunday. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Pants. Just what I wanted, said no one. Ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want. Like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West Yorkshire's southbound M1 is queuing because of emergency repairs near junction 46. for Garforth. Lincolnshire's eastbound M180 is now open near Fort Scorby, but still very slow. Some queues to clear after early problems there. All the restrictions on Gloucestershire's southbound M5 has also been lifted near 10 for Cheltenham, but that's still struggling. Guildford's A3 is closed at the Hogsback for the A31 Farnham Road. There's been an accident there, and no change in down for the A1 Newry bypass, closed because of an accident near to the A28 Belfast Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
At this year's Black Friday event at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Save £84 over 24 months on the Samsung A3, now only £14.50 a month. Just another reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. But hurry, the event ends on the 4th of December. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month credit agreement at 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Subject to status. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon. Good afternoon. It's 2:45. Update on the whereabouts of Joe Stilgo is not here yet. Now, that doesn't matter, though, because we've got meat to give away and we'll be doing it very shortly. Before that, there is, of course, today's... Well, it's now two text-ins by accident. One is our official text-in, which is tips to keep warm in the cold weather. The other one is Russian menu food. Due to the fact that...
The unofficial text.
Yeah, there's a pop-up
the
Russian...
The fringe texter.
Russian restaurant. But the menu's not clever enough. So we're helping, you know, gulag, goulash, Kremlin brulee, that sort of thing. Robin's been on again. Moscarella cheese. Moscarella. This is very much why it's a fringe texting.
Yeah.
And then someone has just written, rah-rah, rice poutine. Russia's greatest love dessert. And that's been sent in by Boney M. Thank you, Boney. Also today, you're...
St. Peter's Burger.
It's pretty good, actually, as well. Yeah. Yeah. Battenberger. St. Peter's Battenberger.
Mm.
Is Battenberg Russian cake? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Fine. Tips for keeping warm is the other thing we're doing today, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, of course. That's right. The official.
That's right. We've already given the very bad advice to add a splash of de-icer to your morning coffee
yeah,
to
don't
ensure that
do
your
that.
Blood doesn't freeze. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Mull yourself. Warm yourself up in a hot bath. Add cinnamon sticks, allspice, cloves, orange slices and lemon slices.
Okay, I mean, I forgot really to mention this earlier.
Yeah.
That once I was at a theatre backstage working on a small show. And it was a very small theatre to the point where the bar hatch, I was behind that as well. And they were selling mulled cider, which is very festive.
Good, great anecdote.
No, but what they'd done is they basically just got a tea urn. This is what I could see from behind the bar. A tea urn.
Yes.
Next to it, an empty 2 litre bottle of Strongbow.
Yes.
And half a pack of Chinese Five Spice.
Well, that is mulled cider.
No, it's not. Is it? I mean,
it's not. I mean, it sort of is.
But I think they were charging, like, probably £4 a pop. If you just knew what they were doing is microwaving Strongbow and putting some Chinese Five Spice, which I'm pretty sure isn't the correct spice to use.
Yeah.
That's not a good deal.
All right. So, of course, the tradition of it comes, of course, from the Mull of Kintyre, doesn't it? You know. up in Scotland, where at this time of year the Bay of Mull near Kintyre, they just throw a load of cinnamon sticks into the sea, and then the locals come
and it warms up, and that's where you get the mist from.
That's right,
yeah,
the mist rolling in from the sea,
which
up until I'm going to say comparatively recently, I thought the lyrics to that song were Mull of Kintyre, oh me strolling in from the sea. Genuinely did.
Do you think the Loch Ness Monster wrote the song?
I told Paul McCartney that to his face. You just stared at me. Anyway, that's how you get mulled, because they mull the sea up in Scotland. Mm,
they and do, it's, yeah. It's very festive.
It's, every year it's opened by Michael McIntyre as well.
Yes.
Like the mull of...
McIntyre.
You lose 40% of your body heat through your head. This is a tip sent in by James. Thank you, James. So when you go outside, says James, good advice, don't take your head. Simply leave it at home. Tips for keeping warm in the winter, Cornelius.
Yes, this is come in from Wazza, who says, do you know anyone who is eligible for the winter fuel allowance? Older people. Older people are easier to trick into giving you money, which can be spent on your own heating. That's awful.
It is awful.
And it's also a good tip for keeping warm.
Also, the way you read it out was awful. One of the best ways to defrost a car, this is just general advice, is to put it in a massive microwave. You can do that, or just take your car out of the freezer the night before and leave it on the side.
Mm, that's what I do.
Yeah, good advice. Tips for keeping warm, please. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, I'll talk right on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And by plate spinning, I'm just going to bring in another example of Russian menu food. Minsk spies. From Andrew Higgins.
I'm worried that the fringe texter is better than the official texter.
Well, that's not the right one. That can happen. Today's show's a bit of a shambles, isn't it? I mean, ordinarily it's a shambles, but today, more so. Right, okay, it's time to give away, staying food-related, some meat. If you'd like some, have we got the quizzes for you. Today's meat giveaway, choosing from chicken, beef or lamb. It's a game of dead or alive! It's all right when there's a mistake, because what we do is we just edit it out. So when it goes out on the radio, no one's any the wiser. It's a game of dead or alive, and it's where we give away some meat. On the telephone balancing unit line now is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, I'm going well, thank you. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Good, very much. Do I detect an Australian twang?
Yes, spot on.
Oh, all right then. How do you say croissants?
Croissant.
Oh dear. Okay, so Tim, you're not calling from Australia. Where are you from? Where are you now?
I'm staying with my uncle in Wiltshire at the moment, in Trowbridge.
Uncle in Wiltshire, very nice. Are you over for long, Tom or Tim? Do you live here?
Yeah, about 2 years. I'll be here living and working.
Oh, all right. Okay, behind a bar, is it?
Well, I was doing some kids' work. I was working for PGL, like doing a activity instructor for their holidays and stuff, running them off zip wires and stuff. Good fun.
Commendable. All right, good. Well, Tim, here's the thing. Even though you can't pronounce some foodstuffs correctly, we are going to give you some meat, should you score highly, in today's game of Dead or Alive. Your choice, Tim, is this: chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic vegetables, because we're not racist. Which of those would you choose?
Probably the chicken.
The chicken, very strong. All right. Now, all you have to do is name, well, not name, I'll name things. You've got to tell me whether they're dead or whether they're alive. That's it. That's how it works.
Easy?
Yeah, sounds it, doesn't it? Let's find out. So, game of Dead or Alive, you're playing for chicken, and the Cornelius will be keeping score today.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to keep a score.
Keep a score, please. And here we go with a game of Dead or Alive. Here we go. All right, then. Tim, who is in Wiltshire, but is Australian. Dead or alive, my Auntie Jacqueline, dead or alive?
Dead.
No, she's alive. She's alive.
Oh, well, that's good for you. I'm glad.
Yep, good. Good start, though. Dead or alive, Fidel Castro.
Dead.
Yes. It's an easy one there, wasn't it?
Yes.
At least, dead or alive, at least 30,000 Cuban people.
Probably dead.
Yes, the number of people that died after being executed or jailed under Castro's regime. Dead or alive, the live rail on southeastern trains this morning due to a bit of ice.
Yeah, I have no clue. I'm going to say alive because I haven't said it yet.
No, dead. Are you? That's why three of my trains were cancelled and I was very late indeed. Dead or alive, Eric Bristow's media career after his tweets this week.
dead.
Very dead, yes. Dead or alive, Cornelius's nan, Nana Berry, who gives him a pound every time he visits.
Well, I hope that's alive.
Cornelius?
Yes, she's still alive.
She's still alive.
Yeah. So you keep those pounds coming.
Does she give you a pound to make you go away?
No, she doesn't. All right,
what I will be, dead or alive, what I will be if I read what's actually written down here about whether newsreader Victoria's love life is dead or alive this week.
dead.
Yes, I would be dead. She gets very aggressive about that kind of thing. The, dead or alive, the hills.
The hills are alive.
Now, awkward. In the terms of the song, yes, but the hills I'm talking about are a family who used to live quite near my parents, and sadly, they're all dead. Three generations of them wiped out in a tragic paper mache incident in the late 90s. So I pray the hills are all dead. Old Mr. Harris. Old Mr. Harris, dead or alive?
Old Mr. Harris, yeah. Alive.
Well, I'm going to give you half for that, because we don't know. He runs a newsagent's quite near where I live, and there's been a sign. It's been closed for the last couple of days, and there's a sign in the window that says, newsagent closed due to bereavement. But I don't know whether it's old Mr. Harris's bereavement or one of his family. So I'm going to give you half a point.
Okay.
All right. The chances of finding a passive-aggressive email in the inbox of anyone who works in this building from Virgin Radio's Edith Bowman, dead or alive?
I'd probably say alive.
Yeah, very alive. She sent a very sort of a stroppy email around about people making noise while she's on the radio. Near her. Edith Bowman there. Dead or alive? This is a music question. Dead or alive? Justin Bieber in Will I Am's song, That Power. Dead or alive?
I have no clue about Justin Bieber. I'm going to say dead.
Okay, let's find out what Will I Am thinks. Oh, he's singing it. He's alive there.
He did it.
Justin Bieber. That's the end of the quiz. He's playing for Chicken, Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to know the score. So...
gonna have to let's fire up the system. Yeah,
fire it up. Now, apologies, Tim. It's a very slow system, so just bear with us. Oh, here we go. Very slow system. It's a dial-up system. We're in. Okay, fine. All right, here we go. Bear with us. Oh God.
Sorry, Joe. How do you spell Joe?
It's Tim.
Sorry, Tim. How do you spell Tim, Tim?
T-I-M. Tim.
J-O-E. No, it's only saying Joe, so I'll just put that.
Oh, can you do a bit faster? Cause...
oh, we got to go. Right, I just print it out.
Can you print it out a bit faster?
Yeah, no, it's working.
Good.
Had to give it a bang.
Yeah. So, Tim, we're just printing out your score, and this determines whether or not you've won some chicken courtesy of your friends at Talk Radio.
I can't wait.
I know. In a game of Dead or Alive. Can you say... say the word croissant for me again.
Croissant.
No, that's wrong.
Croissant?
Yeah. Right.
Right. Let me analyse the data. I can confirm that Tim...
Yes? What about Joe?
Oh, so yeah, sorry, it does say Joe. Yeah. That Joe has scored.
Yes. Yes.
6.5 points.
Right, is that enough to win him a chicken?
Yes, it
Come
is!
On! Yeah!
Chicken,
Come on, Tim!
Chicken!
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 Tim, congratulations, you won a chicken.
Excellent, I'll eat tonight, yes.
Well, it won't arrive by then, but, you know.
Well, tomorrow night.
Well, 7 weeks.
Well, I'll eat in 7 weeks, then. That's good.
Okay, fine. That's Tim there. He is Australian, but he's in Wiltshire and can't say the word croissant correctly. He's won a chicken on Talk Radio in a game of Dead or Alive. I think we filled that last quarter of an hour, given it was supposed to be full of Joe Stilgo. Very well.
Yeah.
No one would notice that we just had to chuck other stuff at it to try and fill the time up.
Yeah, because we're actually late to the news.
I know, I didn't expect
really
that.
Quite,
I didn't expect that, really.
It just goes to show that what you can achieve
with an amateurish sensibility.
Mm.
Right, okay, Talk Radio in the Afternoons. The big debate is coming next. Joe Stilgo may well be joining us sometime in the next hour. And, of course, there's today's Diversity Paper Review. I am John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Looking forward to a pre-dawn tug of war over a giant flat-screen TV this Black Friday? No? Try the Nissan Black Tag event at our dealerships instead. From the 24th to the 30th of November only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissan models. £3,250 on X-Trail, £2,500 on Qashqai, and up to £2,600 on Juke. All at 4.99% APR representative. Search Nissan Black Tag event. Ends 30th of November, but in a calm and orderly manner. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Excludes Vizier, Nissan Finance, subject to status over 18s. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Bring home your best Christmas with Wilko, with great prices on a huge range of fabulously festive products. Bring home the kitchen essentials to cook, serve and enjoy the Christmas dinner. Bring home the festive makeover with Christmas lights, decorations and trees. And bring home toys, games and gifts to put a smile on everyone's face. Find them all in-store or online at wilko.com. This year, bring home your best Christmas. Where there's a Wilko, there's a way.
TV or laptop? TV or laptop? TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my Sky Black Friday reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, a free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
OK, I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Ugh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Black Friday.
Offer ends 4th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject status. £15 standard setup, Sky Q Kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
At Wickes this Christmas, the Bosch 18-volt cordless combi drill with two batteries, toolbox and 241 accessories is only £99.99. Wickes, let's do it right.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
In the Afternoons, hello, I am John Holmes. Just after 3 o'clock, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, parts of Syria compared to hell, Trump to leave, businesses, and another raw baby is on the way.
Talk Radio.
The humanitarian crisis in Syria is being discussed at an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting. The UN has already condemned what it's describing as the descent into hell being endured by civilians in Aleppo. Tens of thousands of people are trapped in rebel-held areas. Theresa May has told the Commons the UK has been pushing for the meeting.
We want to see a cessation of hostilities. We want to see an opportunity for aid, humanitarian aid, to have access to Aleppo. And we will be pressing for that at the Security Council.
More than 26,000 national lottery players have had their passwords to their online account reset following a suspected hack. Operator Camelot says it became aware of suspicious activity but no money was stolen. It thought usernames and passwords were obtained from another website where players use the same details. Sky's technology correspondent Tom Cheshire says a password manager could help to keep our online accounts more secure.
Something like an app on your phone or your computer, you have one password for that password manager and then it generates passwords for lots of different sites. It generates long, secure passwords. So you don't have to remember those, but if one gets hacked, then it's only one site that gets hacked.
Donald Trump says he's going to focus on his new role as US president and will step away from his businesses. He's tweeted to say he thinks it's important not to have any conflict of interest. Former world darts champion Eric Bristow has apologised for suggesting football sex abuse victims are wimps. He was dropped by Sky Sports as a pundit and cancelled from an event at Newcastle United for the comments on Twitter. It comes as there are now 11 police forces who are investigating historical allegations. Zara and Mike Tyndall are expecting a second child. The baby will be the Queen's sixth great-grandchild. Netflix users will now be able to download programmes. Up till now, it's only been possible to watch online, but the streaming services people will be able to save their favourite programmes so they can binge on the go. And some breaking news, Gareth Southgate has been appointed as the new England manager. He replaces Sam Allardyce after signing a four-year contract.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cold and bright in the south of England and Wales, milder and cloudier elsewhere, highs of 9 degrees in the north and just 3 in the south.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
It's all right.
There's a lot of breaking news going on in that bulletin, wasn't there? Bit of Southgate. Gareth Southgate just been announced as the new England manager.
Yeah.
Well, no one else went for the job, though, did they?
Well,
so, really, we kind of knew that was going to... Do we know that was going to happen?
I think it was expected, just because no one else was interviewed.
No one else bothered.
That we're aware of, at least.
Royal Baby.
Royal Baby and Netflix.
Does that count as a Royal Baby?
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the Netflix thing than the Royal Baby, if I'm honest.
That's fine.
You know, I'd rather download a programme than be interested in... Which one of the Royals was it?
Zara Tyndall.
Yeah.
It's her second child with Mike Tyndall.
Downloading a baby out of it. I'm not... You know.
You don't have to have anything to do with the baby. In fact, I think they'll actively encourage that you don't have anything to do with it.
Fair enough. Well, I wish them all the best.
Good.
Now, interesting. Now, you know that clip of Theresa May you played?
Mm.
Yeah. Let's have another listen to just Theresa May here talking. Theresa May.
We want to see a cessation of hostilities. We want to see an opportunity for aid, humanitarian aid, to have access to Aleppo. And we will be pressing for that at the Security Council.
You mean giving her speech lessons? Okay. Right, that was
better for some people.
Victoria, there.
You're just so perfect, aren't you, John?
No, God, no. Have you heard the last 20 minutes of this?
Thankfully not, because I was busy working.
Victoria there. Read the news. And now, here's the... it's Ben, isn't it?
Yeah, well done.
Right. Ben's got the sport now, live from...
Very nice noise.
I was just trying to remember what it was from. A cattle market.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Ham will be without striker Diafra Sakho for 6 weeks with a thigh injury. The Hammers go to Manchester United in tonight's EFL Cup quarter-final following Sunday's 1-1 Premier League draw. In the other tie this evening, Southampton can book a place in Arsenal. The semi-final draw follows tonight's games. On to cricket, Durham open the Keaton Jennings.
What's that noise?
Chris Finn and Liam Dawson will join the England squad for their final two tests.
What are you shouting about?
It's after teenager Hazeem Hameed has to fly home for another operation on a broken finger, while Zafar Ansari struggling with a back injury. Finally, rugby and the Six Nations will introduce bonus points in time for the 2017 competition, as well as bigger rewards for winning matches. Teams will get 4 points for a victory, and if it's worth two, a bonus point will be available for any side scoring four or more tries, as well as for any side losing by 7 points or fewer. The side wins all five games of the competition. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's, Ben there with the sport, pre-recorded sport, live from a cattle market, and pre-recorded before the news about Gareth Southgate as well, so, you know, and that's the problem right there with pre-recording sport, isn't it? Anyway. Right, thanks, cattle market, good. 7 minutes past 3 o'clock, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, the big debate coming next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here it comes then. So the CIA have warned President-elect Donald Trump that scrapping the Iran nuclear deal would be, and I quote, the height of folly. Now, the height of folly is around 25 feet, of course, roughly the height of Donald Trump's literal folly, in the sense that a folly is a costly, mostly ornamental building constructed on the whim of the wealthy, which is, of course, essentially Trump's Mexico war. The CIA have also warned him not to trust Russia. It's a bit like telling a big fat orange dog with weird fur on its head not to sniff the arse of a shirtless autocratic dog that keeps running into other people's gardens to annex them. Trump, however, for his part, is barking his bluster back, calling the CIA spineless. But it's curious... to wonder which of the two knows more about dealing with foreigners, Trump, who wants to keep them out, or the CIA, who waterboard them in secret. On the line, having called in to Talk Radio on a telephone number, having heard me there immediately, having heard me say the word spine, is Gregory. Good afternoon, Gregory.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon.
Now, you've told our researchers, I know, that you despise spines, and ironically, you want to see the back of them. Why?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I've just listened to the radio show, and I enjoy your radio show quite immensely. It is a marvellous thing.
Very good.
But, I have you on speed dial, because just in case you say spine.
Yeah.
And you have?
Yes, I have, and we've launched back in March, so this is actually the first time you've called in, so...
The first time you've said spine, I think, as far as I'm aware.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, so what is your problem with spines, exactly?
Well, look, I find spines to be completely pointless, if you ask me, completely pointless. Since I was 18 years old, I've been completely spineless and absolutely fine. It's made me the man I am today.
Yeah, now, it's interesting you say spines are pointless. Now, we should differentiate here. There's two kinds of spines. The spines on a hedgehog, for instance, aren't pointless. They're covered in points, aren't they?
Maybe, but I don't agree. I don't think the spikes come from the spine, do they?
No. Well, they're called,
wrong.
Called spines.
I haven't dissected a hedgehog since 18 years old, but I don't know.
Okay, so, well, Gregory, stay on the line for me. I want to bring in...
I will.
Okay, good. Let me bring in...
What?
Let me bring in Fabian, who's on a different telephone line to you. Hello, Fabian.
Oh, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in. Now, Fabian, listening to Gregory there. He's very angry. Yeah. He's called in because I said the word spines. He's been waiting since March for that. So,
yeah.
And you're going to disagree with him now. Have you ever dissected a hedgehog, Fabian?
I've not dissected a hedgehog, no. And if I did, I could imagine that the spines wouldn't connect to the backbone of the animal.
That is interesting, isn't it, though, this notion of two kinds of spines. What is it about spines that you are in favour of, Fabian?
Well, you need them. You need them. I'm a nudist, and I like to show everything off. And without my spine, I couldn't stroll along the nudist beach showing off my body.
No, that's true, isn't it? But I think Gregory, and do feel free to come back in here, Gregory, we would argue that without a spine, you'd be sort of on the floor, a spineless puddle of nude flesh on the floor, and people could see your junk anyway.
That's correct, yes. Legs akimbo.
I believe that...
Talking over each other. Gregory, yeah. You come back in and answer that point, if you would.
I've forgotten the point. What was it?
Never mind. Fabian, let me ask you about this. If you took everyone's spine out, I know you'd be with me on this, this is a statistic, I'm going to tell you both a statistic now, right?
Ooh.
If you took everyone's spine out and laid them, and I'm talking everyone in the world, took everyone's spine out and laid them end to end, you would be arrested and charged with a list of particularly disturbing serial murders. That's a fact, isn't it?
That is actually true, yes. That happened to me, yes.
Yeah. Gregory,
I can imagine that Gregory, without your spine, that you look rather like a big bag of skin, like a scrotum.
Kind of, yes. Yeah.
You're happy with that, are you?
Yeah, fine. What's wrong with that? I mean, I can flap around, like it's warm, not as hairy.
What are you saying, Gregory? What are you saying, really? I mean, are you suggesting that people, bless you, are you saying that people with spines, if you want to get rid of spines and you want to put them beyond use, tough on spines, tough on the causes of spines, and I know we hear a lot of people saying that, are you suggesting that people should take their own spines out and hand them in, say, at a police station or something, Gregory? Is that what you're saying?
As long as it's anonymous, I don't want to get anyone in trouble here. I don't mind that at all. But yes, if they do some sort of spinal amnesty, maybe that might work.
Yeah.
Who knows? mean, libraries did it with books, didn't they?
Greg, Fabian, let me ask you this. You're for the notion of spines, but listen, surely if we got rid of spines and we just took them out completely, right, surely then you'd eliminate most people's back problems. And a lot of people suffer from back problems. Take away the spine, no back problem. So it is a good thing.
Well, you would have a back problem, wouldn't you? You'd still have a back, but nothing supporting it. Look, let's be clear, there's no invertebrates that can be trusted. If you look at things like jellyfish, spiders, wasps, they're all poisonous, they're toxic, and, you know, they can't be trusted. And I don't trust Gregory. In fact, Gregory, I'd like to fight you. Your body is
really
weak, fatness, whereas mine is hard and luxurious.
Well, as a spineless man, I'd like to say that no way, Jose, I'm going to go and hide.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, though, isn't it? I mean, well, look, you know, they've been doing trials in Sweden. You've probably heard about this, right?
Yeah,
they've got rid of spines in Sweden as an experiment, as a trial. And what it's done, it has cut down on emissions because you know, no one can drive for a start because they can't get into cars. Obesity, because people haven't got the strength to or the wherewithal to eat. It's reduced the cost of living because everyone's on the floor unable to move unless someone from neighbouring Norway pops by and shovels them up. And you know, in terms of success rates in Sweden, it's been a success for all of those reasons. Obesity has been cut. So, Fabian, maybe it is a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry, I've got a bit of a sore throat. I think you can probably hear that.
Yeah.
Yes, you can scoop up these spineless Swedes off the floor and send them around Gregory's house.
Yeah. Yeah. Gregory?
Yes.
Come back on that point.
I will come back on that point, yes. I would certainly like to have Swedish people with no backbones in my house.
Yeah.
It'd be a marvellous time, and also they'd be able to fix all that bloody furniture I bought from IKEA.
Yeah. So, here's a question, Gregory. This has just come in on a tweet. It's a very good question, actually. It says, what the hell does Gregory think he's talking about? If we get rid of spines and we remove them from the back entirely, what's the central nervous system going to pass through? Gregory, that's a good question, isn't it?
Well, my central nervous system passes through a bizarre combination of biscuit tins.
Bless you.
I hollowed out a biscuit tin and wrapped it around myself. Therefore, my body does stay slightly upright, and the central nervous system is absolutely fine. It flows through it. It's all good. All gravy. No complaints here.
Yes. No one can understand a word you're saying. What are you going to do with the spines? Now, look. This is you're bringing me problems. You're not solutioning anything, right? So if you take out people's spines, right, and you just get rid of all the spines in human beings, right, what are you going to do with them? We'll have a surplus of spine. No one wants a spine mountain. Where are we going to put the spines? You've got to store them somewhere.
Well,
you haven't got an answer, have you, to that? I mean, that's obvious.
But also, what's going to go in the place of the spine? You're going to shove a snooker cue down someone's back, are you?
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. Actually.
Well, it is. Look, the point.
Maybe you can replace pool cues with spines in pubs. Maybe that would work.
Oh, so you? Oh, okay. So one answer would be then to take it out and to take anything like a pool cue, and just give the spine, to put the spines in their place. But then you've got an excess of pool cues. You're not thinking this through, are you?
Well, you know, I never do.
I mean, you're very much exactly the sort of person who calls a talk radio station.
Yes.
I mean, what about this thought? This is a thing, isn't it? You can grind bones. We know this. You can grind bones to make bread. Now, this is, you know, since the 80s, the giants would do it. They would grind the bones to make the bread, wouldn't they? And they've been doing that, the giants. And you remember in the 80s when Mrs. Thatcher took away the giant bread-making industry and it led to those... The giant strikes of the 80s, of course, famously the huge giant bakers fighting police on picket line. This was all about grinding bones to make bread, isn't it? And maybe, you know, they closed the bread mines. And now, maybe if you do take the spines out of people, we can grind them up to make bread, and the giant bread-making industry is happy once again. What do you say to that?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous idea. This is how mad cow disease started, from grinding up bones.
Yeah.
I support it, John. I think it's a good idea to put into motion.
What's the ideal length of spine? Yes or no, Fabian?
No.
Gregory?
Ungodly, yes.
Okay. Right, interesting. All right, look, yes. Look, you're never going to agree, but that's the entire point of fabricated debates. So,
fat blob, Gregory. Gregory, you're a fat blob with no spine.
All right. Let's not get personal here. We need to bring the debate to a close because stop it. Shush your faces. We need to bring the debate to a close now because we're out of time. But let me ask you, Gregory, to sum up the debate for me in one word, please. Gregory first.
Impotent.
Thank you. And Fabian?
Flaccid.
Lovely. Right, if you've got an opinion on spines, do we still need spines? Should we be tough on spines and tough on the causes of spines? As I say, if you took everyone's spine out, this is a statistic, you can't argue with it. If you took everybody's spine out and laid them end to end, you would be arrested and charged with a list of particularly disturbing serial murders. And that is a fact. Do we need spines in post-Brexit Britain when we've got gloves and snorkels? 87222.
Start your message with any word you'd like, and as long as it's talk. Sorry.
Or use Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
Spoilers. Right, 19 minutes past three. Joe Stilgo is here, and we'll talk to him next. If you want to get involved in the big debate, we'll take your reactions as well. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Help extend the life of your car's engine. And choose from the range of Castrol oil available at Asda. Pick up 1 litre of Castrol GTX, was £7, now £6. Or 4 litres of Castrol GTX, was £21, now £16. Plus 1 litre of Castrol Magnetec Stop Start, was £9, now £7. Or 4 litres of Castrol Magnetec Stop Start, was £28, now £21. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Guildford, both sides of the A3 are closed at Hog's Back for the A31 Farnham Road. There's been a serious accident there. The road is now closed in both directions for accident recovery and investigation. Delays for the A3, the A31 and other surrounding routes. At north of Manchester, the A56 near to the arena is closed off around Trinity Way. That's for repairs to a water main which has burst. And in the Crackenthorpe area of Cumbria, the westbound A66 is blocked by an overturned vehicle. That's near to its junction with Bolton Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
Gold Christmas Choir presents a 24-carat Christmas carol. Christmas on Gold. Let your Christmas traditions start here. Gold, 24-carat comedy.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to time. I'm John Holmes. It's Wednesday afternoon and there's a man sitting in front of me. But before he speaks with his live voice, let's hear some of his pre-recorded voice.
Cut in the night, the moon in the sky. This is the part where the girl meets guy. Spark of a light, the flick of a hair. Moments of magic that twist the air. What do we see and where do we drive? That makes the movies come alive. The film is us, the story's ours. Let's take our seats among the stars. What's on? What's playing at the game?
There it is, it's the noise of Joe Stilgo and, I dare say, his big band.
Yes, well, a smaller band in that one.
My first question was going to be, how big is your big band?
Where are the big band? Yeah. The big band,
yeah.
Who are... Yeah, there are about 18 of them.
Yeah.
Depends,
it's quite a big band, isn't it?
They bring friends and more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a big band. That was just three of us in the studio. But when we do the gigs.
Yeah.
There'll be more.
Well, look, we've met before.
We have.
We've met before.
Nice to see you.
And you, Joe. Joe still go with us, of course. So for those that may not know about your big band exploits, do tell.
Well, we met on the Now Show when it was just me and my very little band, which is my hands playing the piano.
Yeah.
And that's all
that's
I had.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm much more comfortable surrounded by lots of brass instruments. Yeah, I want to kind of... The reason I went into music was because I was obsessed with a slightly old before my time, the Sinatras, the Nat King Cole, Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, Ella Fitzgerald, all those people who kind of had a big band at their beck and call, snap their fingers, there they were. And it doesn't exist that much anymore because it's a sort of mad project to try and put together.
Well, it's expensive as well, isn't it?
It's expensive.
Paying 18 people.
The smell is awful. But, especially at Christmas. So we're doing these three Christmas shows at Lyric in Hammersmith.
Yeah.
And I just like the idea of putting everything, you know, putting all our satsumas in one stocking.
Yeah, good.
And thanks. And it's just sort of, it harks, you know, I've written songs that, you know, sound like they may be from the 50s, but are actually, you know, have some kind of relevance to now.
Yeah.
So the idea of it, it's not just looking back. It's not like sort of hazy mist and Glenn Miller there in the distance. It's sort of trying to make this music really relevant.
It is a great sound. Okay,
it's
and you're absolutely
sound,
right. There's not enough of it. But that sort of thing with a modern twist.
Yeah,
is because you've got people like Richard Cheese doing sort of lounge versions of heavy metal songs.
Yeah.
But what you do, of course, is write the modern stuff, but it sounds odd, which I kind of like. And I think the sound of it, you know, if you've ever seen a big band live, it's unlike anything else. And so it's a good. You know.
Yeah, and especially in a proper glorious theatre, a Matcham theatre that, you know, it really suits it. I mean, when I first started doing music, we were doing big band gigs in sort of tiny jazz clubs that were basically United Reformed churches. And that's sort of, you know, there are kind of eight people watching. And that's, it becomes a sort of hobby thing for people to go and see big bands.
Yeah.
But this is sort of bringing it back to that proper, you know, give it the full treatment because it's such fun, such a fun sound, but also you can make it, you know, you can really play around with the sound. So we've got, you know, there's some dramatic moments and slightly more tender. Because you don't just want the full works. It's like if you go and see, name a band.
Muse.
Not every, if every song is, you know, 8-minute guitar solo.
It is,
I know. Well, for Muse fans, that's great. But when I go to see Muse, I want them to do that, you know, just one at the piano, one here. Just so I'm really, like they are, I love the idea of a theatrical show that's music, you know.
I once took my dad to see Motorhead.
Did you? Yeah. Good choice.
Yes. And it was quite loud, obviously. But then, surprisingly, out of nowhere, Motorhead played an acoustic number.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Lemmy pulled out a stool.
So what did they call it? Sort of mechanic head? No, I mean, what's the opposite of motor? Leg.
Yes. Leg head. So, but no, my dad, who, by the way, for the whole gig was wearing bright orange industrial builder's earplugs.
Great.
When the stool and the guitar, the acoustic guitar came out, my dad took those out and sat and enjoyed that. And then as soon as they, you know, picked up the flying keys again, back went
ears
the earplugs.
Back in.
Yeah, yeah.
But those are the memorable bits, aren't they?
Exactly.
I referred to him earlier, I think, and Tony Bennett. I just did a radio program about him, just talking about his kind of mad life and being in the shadow of Sinatra, but now kind of then getting his new audience, you know, through MTV. Do you remember that MTV special they did?
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly he was cool again when he was in his 70s. And then Lady Gaga did the Albert Hall. Yeah. But Tony Bennett's trick is that, which I've nicked, is that he puts down the microphone and he comes to the front of the stage and he sings wherever he is. So he's done it at the O2 and he's done it at the Albert Hall. And he sings completely acoustically.
Yeah.
And that's the bit that everyone talks about. So it's really interesting, you know, when he's got a full band behind him, the contrast, like your Motorhead and your dad.
Now, I think it's the first time Motorhead and Tony Bennett have been drawn
in.
Yeah,
I like that. Let's put them together once again.
We can't. Lemmy's dead.
No. Sorry, sorry guys.
Yeah. So I was going to talk to you as well about a slightly embarrassing incident that happened between us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
Okay, fine.
Well, I will when you start talking
about
it.
Yeah, you might do, yeah, because it was really weird. So I had to do it. I haven't seen you since, so this is the first time I'm sort of facing you. But what I was, I got asked to do a podcast interview. Some guy was doing a podcast about, I don't know, it was kind of a mindfulness thing. It was about feeling good about life and kind of thing. You know where I'm going?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Well, okay, so he did an interview with me, and at the end of it, he threw me a question, and it just said, okay, you know, who... and I was supposed to pass. It was like a sort of pay it forward idea, and it said, "Who do you like? Who's good, right? That you would pay forward this idea of good and will in the world, right? Who would you do?" And I'll get in touch with him, and I panicked because I didn't know this going, and I just went, "Joe Stilgo."
That's your panic answer, is me.
It's my default answer in a certain situation where I don't. And I said, "Joe Stilgo," and he said, "Why?" And then I sort of enthused about you and your work, right?
Thank you.
I think I'd seen you the night before. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know. But I think about you far too long and far too gushingly.
I wish I'd heard this.
And I thought afterwards, I thought, that just sounds like I'm obsessed with... And I listened back to it, because he put that out. And I'm like, this. I just sounded like some weird stalker.
No, it's fine, but could you put your shirt back on, please? Yeah. I'm not sure if you've noticed it, John.
But it was kind of weird.
Well, I'm really flattered, and I'm actually smiling. We're both smiling.
Yeah, so it's all right.
Even Con's smiling a little. Yeah.
A little bit. Looking suspicious at me.
What was that on? What podcast? I'll find it?
I will find it.
Send it to me.
Yeah, I will.
Because next time I get a panic answer, I will say John Holmes.
Please do.
And I will gush forth about you.
It was just quite weird, and it was one of the things afterwards I thought that just sounded odd. Now I think about it in the cold light of day. Anyway,
I'm thrilled. Well, that's fantastic.
So you're doing these shows at the Lyric.
Yeah.
Right. And this is with the big mm-hmm. band and everything else. So date-wise.
And
is it Christmas themed, because I know
there's a smattering.
Yeah.
Don't be offended if you hate Christmas. It's not, you know, any Motorhead fans out there who are, you know, who worship Scrooge, yeah. or worse, you won't mind it. You know, it won't be sickened.
Yeah, good.
But there's enough for those Yule lovers. Yeah, Monday the 5th is the first.
Yep.
So we're basically the Mondays when they're not doing Panto. So for anyone who hates Panto,
Panto are they doing it?
They're doing Aladdin.
Are they?
Mm.
Do you have to perform on the set? Because that would be
Yeah, there's this carpet which keeps coming up and sort of swooping in and nicking musicians.
You are fraught with danger here, but Josh Whitaker was in yesterday, right?
Was he? Josh Whitaker, MBE.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he was performing in Canterbury, where he had to do the same thing, where the panto had a quiet night and he had to come and perform in front of the drapes.
Yeah.
But halfway through, he said, what was quite a mediocre joke? sort of confetti all fell down, and it was though he'd arranged
just
it
a
to,
small
to set
of
off
it.
His punchline. He said it was just really quite odd. So just be aware that
Panto I love the idea, and suddenly people throwing Quality Street at your face.
Yeah.
If we're allowed to say that particular brand name,
other Quality Street are available.
Yeah, no, we're not hampered by. I don't have to perform literally in this 1 foot in front of the drapes, but there are pants. Above the proscenium arch. I'm not sure why. I did ask them the other day, so why their pants?
Well, it's wishy-washy, isn't it?
It's wishy, yeah.
It's
so confusing for those of us who grew up on the Disney version of Aladdin, because there's no wishy-washy. There's no Abenaza. It's set in a completely different
place. That's a good
point, actually. It's not Chinese.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Well, it's as brilliantly culturally mixed as Hammersmith itself, so I think that's
good. Nicely got out of.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a level of professionalism right there.
It's a great theatre, and... they asked us to do it, the fact that I did a big band gig last Christmas at the other Lyric, which is in Shaftesbury Avenue, which was great, you know, my first West End thing, and it was all lovely and glitzy. And the Lyric Hammersmith were in, and that night, you know, proper Hollywood mogul cigar in mouth, you got the big gig kind of thing, except with a better voice. But they said, will you come and do next season? We'll fit you in between Aladdin's pants.
Hey, we need someone to fill the gap in Aladdin's pants.
Look at those pants. So yeah, it's great because it's not what I always do. It's a bit of a treat. You know, I'm on tour at the moment with my small band, yep, which is just Trio. So it's a real treat, and I do realise that, because you look at someone like Bublé, or who are these people who tour with, you know, 30,000 cast and crew.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a special thing. So
do you have someone to move your instruments around now, or is it still you?
My piano. I try to keep it unmoved.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is,
because moving a piano
I've
is a tricky
guy,
business.
I've got a guy, John. Yeah, I've got a guy
God,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Not gonna get you level of success.
I know. Yeah. Hello. Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned you. This is supposed to be seamless. No, that's radio.
Oh God, no.
No.
You should hear what we had to do to fill the time when you were late.
Was it just, did you do the panic thing again?
Yeah, just get saying your name.
Joe Stilgo.
This is Victoria. Victoria does the news.
Hi, Victoria.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, we're shaking hands.
This is
live.
That's an issue for HR. She's not allowed to touch anyone.
We've crashed the news, surely.
Oh, way over the news.
Yeah, way over.
That's why she's sitting there looking passive-aggressive at us.
People are late for their 3:30 meetings.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, Joe, a pleasure, as
always. Thanks for having me on. I hopefully see some people there. If you want to come, let me know.
Website?
Website, lyric.co.uk, or my website, joestilgo.com. All tickets available there. And there's the priced for 15 quid, too. Very expensive.
Very expensive.
We cover all bases.
Good stuff. Joe, thank you very much for going in.
Thanks for having me.
Eventually. Joe Stilgo there. I'm going to call him the late Joe Stilgo.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much. Victoria's got the news now. After that, we have, well, more Josh Widdicombe news, because Josh Widdicombe went from here yesterday and to an interview with Greg James on Radio 1, and we made him say a thing at Greg James, and we'll find out whether or not he successfully did or not in the next half an hour. 3:34, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting about the humanitarian crisis in Aleppo this afternoon. Tens of thousands of civilians are trapped in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city. The leader of the SNP in Westminster, Angus Robertson, called on the Prime Minister to do everything she can to bring an end to hostilities in the besieged city.
Things are so bad that the agencies are saying that in Aleppo, the situation is so bad that it is descending into hell. Time is absolutely of the essence.
The online accounts of more than 26,000 national lottery players may have been compromised. Operator Camelot thinks hackers have got hold of usernames and passwords via another website where people use the same details. Donald Trump has confirmed he'll leave his businesses to his children to focus on being the US president. He's announced legal documents are being crafted to take him completely out of business operations. The number of so-called sextortion cases has doubled since last year. Almost 900 people have been blackmailed after being encouraged to expose themselves on webcams. Zara and Mike Tindall are having a second baby. Zara, who's the Queen's granddaughter and Olympic silver medalist, and her former rugby player husband already have a daughter named Mia. The Queen said to be delighted by the news of her sixth great-grandchild. And Gareth Southgate has been appointed the permanent England manager on a four-year contract. He'd been acting as interim boss after Sam Allardyce was sacked in September. The weather cold and frosty in southern areas. Cloudier further north tonight with light rain in Scotland. Cold again with lows of -2. Tomorrow generally cloudy across the UK with some sunny spells. Highs of 10 in Scotland, but cooler in southern regions. There's more in 24 minutes.
Mm. Is that a little dig at the time?
Yes. Well, I can't say half an hour because I've finished my next bulletin by then.
What happened was, you see, Joe Stilgo was a bit late.
I know.
So we had to move things around.
I know.
So that's why. So it's his fault, it's not my fault. Yeah. But you're polite.
Also, I don't think you should call him the late Joe Stilgo, because it sounds like he's dead. Mm. That's probably not the best choice.
Then he'd be called the late Still Gone.
I'm not sure that's right.
If the royals, what are their names? Zara?
Zara and Mike.
Zara and Mike. Don't like their baby when it arrives.
Why?
Could they just swipe right for another one if they don't like the look of it?
That's not how it works.
What's their surname?
Tyndall.
Oh. My mistake.
It's tedious.
No, it's Tyndall.
You're tedious.
No, you're tedious.
Fine.
Bantering is great.
I hate that word.
Right. So, in the next bit of the programme then, Kyle will be here with today's Diversity Paper Review, and we'll find out what Josh Widdicombe did to Greg James on Radio 1.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon, Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock, of course, on Talk Radio Drive. But now it is time for the slightly moved around in the programme Diversity Paper Review. And we are joined for it by Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Oh, your microphone's not working. There it is.
Hello.
Now.
Yeah, there we go.
Kyle, welcome back. Diversity pay-per-view, of course. Our papers reviewed each and every day by a different diversity. Reminders of your diversity?
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right. It's the best diversity we've got on the roster, frankly. Ticks the most amount of boxes.
Nice little mixture.
It is. Right, and also bits of you fall off, don't they, as well?
So, they do, yeah.
You know, we've had this before, so, you know, your teeth come out, don't they?
Teeth come out, yeah. That's one. Plates and screws in the hand.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yes.
With your screw plate hand, turn a page of a paper, if you would, and tell us what's in them.
So, we're going to start with the Daily Express. This is quite a weird story, actually. A Marmite-loving Brit mum eats tangy spread with every meal. So this is a woman, Tracy Matthews, 48. She lives in Cardiff, South Wales, and she's the proud owner of a Marmite museum. She spent £30,000 on Marmite memorabilia, going from crockery, homeware, pictures, old adverts, and she even eats Marmite with every single
meal.
Everything. Literally everything. Like, she's saying that at Christmas she will be icing her cake with Marmite. She'll be making bubble and squeak with Marmite.
That's all right.
That's not too bad, but it's...
Icing your cake with Marmite?
She's icing her Christmas cake with Marmite. Apparently she goes through 500 grams of a 500 gram jar every fortnight.
That's a lot of Marmite.
It is, and she doesn't measure it. What I found the funniest about this is she does not measure it. She just takes a spoonful and just dollops it on her meat and veg. And
see, I can understand if you're going to make gravy with a bit of Marmite in it, you can do that.
Yeah,
you can
add
it to things,
tang,
can't
yeah.
Exactly, all of it. So that's all fine. You can put it on toast. You can, you know, I'm not sure how you'd put it on Weetabix, but I suppose it would taste fine with a bit of milk. I don't know. But the Christmas cake thing's really freaked me out.
That's what caught me. That's what I had to bring it up.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I mean, really?
And you've got to warn guests.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
Slice of Christmas cake. Oh, yes, please. I'd love a slice of Christmas cake.
It is smothered in Marmite. But apparently her husband and two sons love it.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah, obviously you either love it or hate it. But
yeah. To be honest, though, I'm ambivalent about Marmite. I know that's not part of what you're allowed to be, but I could take it or leave
you're
it.
You're breaking the barriers there.
Oh, really?
In the middle.
I'm crazy, me.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Yeah, really?
I can't stand it, no.
Interesting. So,
doesn't do it for me.
So, well, she's got a Marmite museum, though.
She's got a Marmite museum, yeah. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, that's it. She spent £30,000.
I mean, if I were a husband and son, I'd have a problem with that. Probably.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much like that's a year annual wage.
Marmite
annual salary
for that publicity alone should give her something like Marmite free or something.
They should do, really, shouldn't they? They should sponsor it, endorse her.
Yeah, because she's got a Marmite museum. That's like helping them.
It's, I mean, the way it came about as well. I mean, she
I know how it came about.
Do you?
The museum, yeah. Well, there's a brewing museum right next to it. And they just took all the extracts from that, all the runoff, and made this. Because that's how they make Marmite.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah.
Spot on.
It's best when you don't speak. what next, Kyle?
Next, we're on to one of our UFO stories.
Oh, this is why I like Kyle. Well, every week he comes in with a story about UFOs and aliens.
I tell you what, since we've started this, there have been more and more coming out. So this one
we've started.
Ooh.
That's what we've achieved something.
Yeah. So I mean, this one an alien reptile apparently spotted on the surface of Mars.
Spotted.
Don't know what that's from, but yeah.
Spotted.
So one alien hunter was looking through the Mars Curiosity rover's pictures and saw what looked like a reptile peeking out from one of the rocks.
Yeah.
Now, I've had a look at the photo, and it does look like a lizard.
Get the photo.
Apparently it's got two horns and a shell, and it's just poking its head out of this rock.
It's not a meerkat advert, is it?
It could be. The way they're going, it could be anything. Yeah. But he's adamant that there is life on Mars. And this reptile, I mean, this goes back to the reptilians I was telling you about a few weeks
That's
ago.
Right, yes.
So, I mean, it goes hand in hand with everything.
So remind us, in case people aren't listening, so the various different kinds of alien, according to alien experts.
Yeah, so there's the greys, which are your standard movie-type aliens, and then there's reptilians, which are at the focus of all sort of conspiracy theories, that they are obviously 7-foot reptiles walking on two legs that can shapeshift, and that people think that reptilians are in important positions of power.
Yeah.
And they basically control the world.
It's quite interesting why the alien conspiracy people went for reptiles as the notion of an alien. I mean, why reptile? You know, why didn't they go, I don't know, dogs or something? Why reptile?
Yeah.
What is that about?
Well, I guess because they are sort of alien, aren't they? I mean, the photo's on the mirror if anyone wants to check it out, but it really is.
I'm looking at it now. It's been posted on the screen in front of me. I mean,
what do you reckon?
Well, it to me, it looks more like a squirrel.
Squirrel.
It's the rock.
It's a bit of rock.
It's obviously a bit of rock.
It is.
No.
I know you want to believe, Carl, but it's a bit of rock. It is. It's an out of focus bit of rock that looks vaguely like a squirrel, not even a reptile.
Okay, so squirrels are on Mars.
I'm prepared to believe that. I'm happy with that.
That's where the red squirrels come from.
Yeah. Ah. Good. Okay, well, I mean, no, nonsense. But I can see why he's sort of gone for it. But it's a classic sort of, as we talked about before, it's when people thought they could see a face on the moon.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the shadows and it's kind of all the rest of it. It's not a lizard. But, you know, I can see why you'd want to think
that. Oh, I believe.
I know you do.
See, I might even become an astronaut just to get up there and say hello myself.
You're too accident prone to become an astronaut.
Yeah.
I'll never let you anywhere near it. Carl, stay there for us, because we're going to come back. We're going to take traffic and travel now. But we'll be back with Carl. More Diversity Paper Review on Talk Radio next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Pants. Just what I wanted, said no one. Ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want. Like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
To Guildford, where the situation on the A3 has changed. The northbound side has reopened, but the southbound carriageway at Hogs Back for the A31 Farnham Road remains closed following a serious accident. Through Brampton in Cambridgeshire, the westbound A14 is struggling. There's an accident at junction 21 for Brampton Hut. One lane's closed. Queues back to the Spittles interchange. North of Manchester, the A56 near to Manchester Arena remains closed because of a water main which has burst. And in Northumberland, the A1068 through Warkworth is closed because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Gold Christmas Choir presents a 24-carat Christmas carol.
Christmas lives on gold in a very special way. Classic jokes are told, laughing all the way. Every Christmas show, through the day and night. Oh, what fun it is to love this Christmas won't be.
Christmas on Gold. Let your Christmas traditions start here. Gold, 24-carat comedy.
Jerry, you've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Sam Delaney with you in just over 10 minutes' time for Drive Time. Of course, here on Talk Radio, we are talking to Kyle. He's our diversity paper reviewer today. We're going through the newspapers, of course. All the big stories. The woman who is obsessed with Marmite. And the lizard on Mars. Where next, Kyle? Where are we going?
We're going to the Daily Mail. There was, I think it was about a month or two ago, I came on and we were talking about how much people spent on social media.
Yeah.
They've done another survey, and it turns out that 3 years of an average person's life is spent on social media.
3 years?
3 years,
actually, that doesn't surprise me. When you think about it, because everyone... I mean, even... I noticed this, not for the first time today, but I was in a public urinal. By the way, I was using the toilet, not for any sort of George Michael-style reasons. People are now urinating with one hand in the gentleman's.
And they're on
the phone with the other. And you're thinking, oh, come on.
Of all the times and places to do it.
Yeah, what if you dropped it for a start? But I.
Well, the phones are now waterproof, so maybe that was why.
That's fair enough, actually. But everyone's on it all the time. So I suppose when you add the time up, yes.
Yeah, I mean they did a survey of 3,000 Brits to see how adults spent their time, and some of the figures are amazing. I mean, there's the standard ones. An average person spends 17 years and 41 days sleeping, 12 years working, 8 years and 110 days watching TV. What I found interesting was that. During adult years, the typical Brit will cry 315 times, which will equal 30 hours of crying. they'll typically spend 8 months laughing.
Not if you listen to this.
Not if you listen to this, no. And 5 weeks arguing.
Oh, I think I spend more time than that arguing.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's good.
So I think it's crazy. I mean... You know, there's so many. 235 days queuing.
Oh, that's hateful, isn't it?
Hateful. And a bit, as Brits, we love queuing.
Yeah. We were hearing a while back, was it in Japan where you can now hire
other people to queue for them?
Yeah, they do it in the States as well.
Yeah.
You just get an app. It's like a Job Monkey or something like that. You can just say, I really want that new iPhone, but I really can't be bothered to stand
in
queue.
So you pay
someone to just sit in the queue and get it for you.
Yeah. And I suppose if you're not wasting your time queuing because you're being paid for it.
Yeah.
Also, did we discuss how one person should just go to the front of the queue and buy 100 iPhones?
Yeah.
And, you know, be paid to queue by all those people. And then they get a free iPhone, basically.
That is a great idea, but they don't normally have a limit.
No idea.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Normally
with that.
You go in, you can be like. No. I mean, it's like with tickets and that, you can only buy six at a time.
Because they like a queue. Obviously, they like watching a queue suffer.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. But okay, interesting. But slightly depressing figures.
Very depressing figures.
All right, final story?
Well, I mean, there was a story that I found that I couldn't manage to find any research on. I mean, there was research, but it wasn't from a newspaper. But there's this whole theory of the multiverse.
Oh, okay.
You know this. So there was a research paper out saying that there are other... what's the word? I can't even think of it.
Universes.
Universes.
Universi.
Universi. You know what? Yeah. My mind has gone completely blank.
Maybe you're in another multiverse.
Maybe I am. I can't think of it now. I got really excited about it, and as I started talking...
Isn't it the theory that we're all living in parallel universes?
That's the one, parallel universe. Yeah. That was it, yeah, parallel universes. So the apparently there's a theory that it does exist, that there are parallel universes, and that every action is possible, but it all depends on the reaction. So they were saying that when the dinosaurs were extinct, the meteor hit the Earth, that caused a reaction of events. So there's obviously our universe where the dinosaurs died out.
Yeah.
There's another one where the dinosaurs lived and they're living in harmony with humans and all of that. It's amazing. I'll have to find it for you.
We'll bring it in next
week. Bring it in next week, yeah.
That's
so
like
we can really
teaser.
Delve into it, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's fascinating as well, because it's all at quantum level as well. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's all about quantum entanglement and how quantum physics works. And of course, the whole notion that the universe is granular is a new thing where... Everything like a stone, for instance. You just look at a rock,
yeah.
And you think that's just lying there and it's still, but it isn't, because it's atoms, of course, and all of its components are vibrating really quickly.
Yeah.
But it retains its shape like anything solid, and it's all about quantum entanglement and how that can impact on different universes. We'll talk about this.
Yeah, yeah. I'll find out what it's all about, and I'll bring that in next
Good
week.
Stuff. All right, Carl. Thank you very much indeed.
No,
Carl, there with today's diversity pay per view. Reminders of your diversity:
English, Jamaican, and Welsh.
Excellent stuff. Now tomorrow we have Alan Davis on the program, the comedian and man. Alan Davis will be joining us. Yesterday, we're spoiling with guests this week.
Mm.
Yesterday, Josh Widdicombe was here around this time. If you were listening, you'll have heard that he was finishing up with us and then going over to see Greg James on Radio 1. Now, we tried to get him to go on to Greg James' programme and say a phrase. Here's what happened on this programme with Josh yesterday.
Where am I going next?
Yeah.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Yeah.
See Greg James.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah,
it would be, wouldn't it?
Do you want me to pass on a message? Is there any word you want me to try and sneak into the interview?
Yes. Can you ask him this?
Okay.
Ask him this question.
Okay.
What's it like being called Edith?
Okay. Am I going to get in trouble
for
this?
It's really
is this going to ruin the interview?
No, it's really he'll find it really funny.
You sure?
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
The context
sure.
is somebody randomly tweeted Edith Bowman the other day just saying, "What's it like being called Edith?" And it made us laugh a lot.
Oh, okay.
So just say that.
Okay.
There you go, that's what happened. That was producer Dave yesterday explaining why Josh Widdicombe had to say that phrase to Greg James in the interview after ours. So off Josh went, and here he is on Radio 1 with Greg James.
Line 2, hello.
Hi.
Oh, it's a lady. Are you a lady?
I hope so.
I just wanted to be sure before we start guessing incorrectly. Josh, go.
Stephanie.
No.
Lisa.
No.
Jane.
Who's called Jane?
No. Who's called Jane nowadays?
Yeah, all right. I got that. No, I messed up, mate. Come on. Edith. What's it like being called Edith?
No. No.
He did it.
He did us a favour. That was Greg James with the game that he plays where he has to guess a caller's name. Sounds great. So that was Josh Widdicombe. His DVD is out. What's it called? Never mind.
What Do I Do Now?
That's it.
It's out now.
Good. Thank you very much. But Alan Davis with us tomorrow. Here's Sam Delaney, though, right now. Right here, right now.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Hi. How's it been
today?
You're
wearing a cravat.
Yeah.
Yes, in a way. Someone gave me this as a present today.
It's quite nice.
I had an argument with a man yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I did. Mm. I had an argument with a man, and today... He gave me a silk scarf. It's a good story,
That is a good story.
Kids, if you're listening...
Yeah.
You know, that's a little lesson for life. If you have a row with a man...
Why did he give you a scarf?
I think that it was like a gesture of apology for the things. I shouted at the man.
Right.
You could phrase it that way. Less of an argument, more like shouting at him. And then, look, it paid off, because now I am the proud owner of a silk scarf.
Yes,
that
you're
right. It is, could be... You know, described as a cravat,
well, it's
I suppose.
You're wearing it under your shirt collar.
Yeah, it'd be a cravat, but that's fine. I think I'm of an appropriate age to start wearing cravats now. Yeah. So that's that.
What's coming up on the drive time?
I'll be shouting at all my guests and hoping for gifts in return. We're talking about the Snoopers Charter.
Oh, yeah.
Which is now, you know, extending. You're going to get. They can take all of your web searching, browsing history and keep it stored for a year, and any authority can come and just have a look through it.
That's awkward, isn't it?
It's a bit awkward for a lot of people. In fact, as I brought that up, interestingly, Cornelius shut the lid of his laptop as I was saying it. And what's interesting is it's been released on the same day as this story saying the amount of men who are now being blackmailed online for committing sex acts.
That's correct.
And then paying money because they don't want them to be released. And we had an interesting conversation just now in the office with young Rudyard, who I know your regular listeners will be aware of.
Rud,
He said, I don't understand it. Why do people pay? What does it matter? It's just normal. And we were like, so if there was a sex tape of you online, you wouldn't recare? He said, I'd be a bit embarrassed, but there's no way I'd hand over money. And I think that was a reflection of the fact that he's young and carefree and liberated. Yeah. And then Gilo, who's very much at the other end of the age spectrum in the office, he said that he wouldn't pay anything, but that's just because he's tight. I think he would be truly ashamed, but he's got like the balance between shame and tightness and tight this one out.
The Gilo photos are already out there.
Yeah, they are. I know. Yeah. We've all seen those.
To be honest, it's just embarrassing being him anyway.
Ricky, my producer, said if there was a sex tape of him on the internet, he asked us all in the office, would we watch it? I said no. And I was sincere about that, but most of the other people said that they would watch it.
Yeah, I'm with you, I wouldn't watch
it. Yeah, I mean, what's to be gained from that?
Nothing at all. Yeah. Right, Sam Delaney talking sex tapes and snoopers after 4 o'clock on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 to 4, with our guest Alan Davis. We'll see you then. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.